You ready?
Oh, I am ready. We're recording. I have muted the participants.
We
So,
will
Carol Casey and Donna DeZugis
start the meeting at 6:02 and open the meeting. Are there any additions to the agenda?
No, sir. No.
Okay. We have a lot to get through tonight.
Just one question. Did you get answers for me?
I've been working on it.
Okay,
Him and
that's
I are
I'll go
closer to
next. I won't ask.
it's been about an everyday back and forth with him.
We've got a lot to get through tonight, so if anyone has any questions or comments, keep them short and to the point. So we'll start with the additions. The treasurer is not here. We'll get
Oh, we
this.
have notices. If I can do the notices.
Okay.
Town Clerk's office will be closed Thursday, July 2nd, and Friday, which were always closed. That's how the personnel policy is set up for Saturday holidays. Transfer station will be open on Saturday, July 4th, and absentee ballots are in and they will be sent out per voter request. Okay.
Okay, well, John's not here, so we've really, without him here, there's not a lot to talk about on the treasurer. I'm sure
I think he'll be in soon. He's cleaning up next door.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. Renee's not here, but we'll skip that one.
Very nice way to get rid of him.
Yeah, we're going to get through this meeting quick. NVDA notice the town of Westmore proceeding with the adoption and state approval for NVDA 2020 regional plan public hearing scheduled.
It should read 2026. It's a
Yeah,
draft of
exactly.
2026.
Right.
So there are public hearings scheduled. The first one is Wednesday, July 29th at 6 p.m. There is a Zoom link if you want to attend virtually. And the second public hearing will be Thursday, September 24th at 4 p.m. And again, it can be virtual. Bob is aware of this. He also got this email. I forwarded it to the select board for information. So I'm not sure. Ethan did email me and said the map that was up there is not the same as what they presented here. I took it down, but I don't have any other real information.
And these meetings are going to be held here.
No, the public meetings at one is in first one's in Lindenville, second one's in Newport.
The
They sent
NVDA
it.
regional hearing. Okay. Lindenville.
I'll post that. That'll.
Yeah.
Okay, John, did you want to get right into it, or did you want to rest for a minute?
I'm signing the email. Simon, thank you. I'll get right into it.
Okay, yeah, we skipped over you and we'll go back and
Okay.
I guess we could have done the Millport bid in agreement without you.
Yeah. So I guess we had one person bid on the milfoil, Slumbwater. And I think that just came in.
Yes.
And he put his price for getting in. He didn't know how many bids we would have contacted him. So
What do we have for money for?
we had 23,000 dollars in change. And that would buy us 17 days, which I think is about what we did last year. And the only wild card this year is we last year when he did the scoping, that weed was out there. But he thought it was choking out the milfoil, but he has to scope it all without the weed to really know how much he's going to do. And he put that in there. But we had saved the contract for 17 days. I think that's what he got it done in last year.
Do you have his bid here? No,
It's
no.
in your
Oh, it's
packet.
in our packet.
I
Okay.
sent it to you today. It only came in today, but I printed it for you.
Yep. You want it going on? I can't say it either. I can't say it either.
I think that someone want to make a motion to approve his bits, and that's the only one we have.
I'll make a motion.
Hold on. Do we have, is this time sensitive, Elaine? I would like another week to review this.
John takes care of the Milfoil grant now, but I think it is time sensitive. I think there are things.
I tried to open up what you sent to us in an email, and I.
It came today.
Yeah.
So
right,
the
okay.
bids were due today.
They normally start this in the end of June.
They usually start now. It got out late. I was gone.
So it's got to be signed tonight?
Yeah. He wants it going with the scoping to really see what's out there. The first thing he has to do is he's required to do a scoping for the state. They want to look at it. Then he gets to proceed.
And he has to give them locations, correct, before he can proceed?
We have to map a location and how many acres it covers.
Yeah, we waited 2 weeks and he would be
too late.
Screw up his.
We'd be too late, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be.
They'll probably throw off
his
what he's got planned
for other lakes and
lakes, yeah. There are, I think, there's only 2 people left in the state of Cubas, so it's good for him.
And isn't this subcon? Is that a whole separate thing? The subcontractor agreement due? Like, didn't his contract need to be signed by now?
We said it'd be done the end of this month. Yes,
I think it.
Okay. Yes.
But you have reviewed it. Have you seen this before, John?
Oh, it's the same contract he's given us.
No, it's a little bit. I thought there was a little increase in funding.
No, we got
100.
We got that 20%. Everybody got that.
Everybody what?
About 20% on the fund.
Yeah, we're down 17 days. Were we more than that before?
We weren't last year. We weren't last year. Last year,
it's 175 an hour now.
We had more land funds. This year, the town, it's in our budget, but we're going to have to fund more because the grant was only $6,000, but there's 23 and change.
Right.
And that trend's going to continue. It's going to get more expensive to manage the lake. From this aspect.
Okay, 8 hour day, total of 1400 a day. I didn't see how many days does he propose?
You left that open. That's for us to decide.
There we are.
So we're funded, and the way the state works is if you don't spend what you committed, they reduce what they reimburse you for proportionately.
Okay.
So if you did 10,000, if you did the full 23,000, you get the full grant.
Yeah.
If you do 10,000, you get cut.
So 17 days is the number that we're looking at?
Yeah. Yeah.
1,400 a day.
Which is 23,800.
Yeah, that's 23.
23.
Not 22.
23.
Yeah.
23,800. Yep.
And just to let you know, I had a busy day. So the contract is not sitting in front of you. Usually it's one of those town contracts. And generally, the select board puts anything greater than so many days has to come back to for approval on the contract. I'm just saying that because you may be okaying the bid, but you don't have the contract in front of you.
So you think it's okay to sign tonight?
I think it's okay to approve and have somebody come in to sign it.
Okay. Yeah, why don't we do that?
Nothing has changed, but you might. I'm just saying you may want to say after what is that 17 days? Need select board approval if it goes
in
that
motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the Swampiguana diving contract for up to 17 days at $1,400 a day for $23,800.
Yep.
And then at that point, we need select board member to sign the contract.
So the motion authorizes a select board member.
Well, second.
Go ahead.
What about it?
Do you want to add anything beyond 17 days need select board approval?
No. Yes. We're approving 17.
Okay, so it needs it anyways. Okay, so Bill will second.
Okay. Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, John, Mark.
No, you still have a subcontractor agreement for milfoil. So this
No.
is, and this one,
No, that's.
no, John can explain it, but you still, I think it's just with Memphis-Magog Watershed.
Oh, that is the grant award for the boat readers and the milfoil
Okay.
from the state. So they
Okay.
need our signature for that.
I'd like to
They
read that one
manage
too.
it. They sort of manage it, and
I'd like to read that one too.
and this one needs to be time
I
sensitive.
think that was due. Is that due?
That's due tomorrow. I
Yeah.
was out when that, and they got it to us late this year. It came
Yeah.
in when I was out.
I know. It's just, you know. The Westmore Association and the greeters, and it's longer than one.
Did you want to read it now?
No, you go ahead and I'll come in and get it, Elaine.
Yes, that's fine. I can print it
Okay.
for you.
All right.
And this is basically the same as we do every
Same as
year.
we, yeah. Yeah. The funding is a, I think it's Schedule A, one of the schedules, the funding, but the rest is boilerplate.
Greeter number of
The
hours have stayed the same.
what?
The greeter hours.
We're the same as last year
Okay.
at the same rate.
Yeah, the same rate, same
They have a
hours.
lot more reporting requirements this year. But
I guess we have to do it
It's you
if we need the
just
money,
coming
if we
in,
want the
right?
money.
Yeah, and actually the signature releases the first payment. It was boarded for plan of the con of the grant.
Yeah, for the management program, 40% of the grant.
Yeah.
And you saw nothing in there that concerned you?
That's what does.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we sign the grant forms for the subcontractor agreement.
One second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Yeah.
We'll see.
Put it in and sign
Okay.
it.
I'll
Sign it later.
come in and take a look at it tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're through with milfoil
Yes.
now. Okay. Mark, updates.
Yeah. So I did, after the last meeting, I did catch up with Pierce. So he is. He had a construction and electrical business. He's getting out of the construction business.
Well,
He his main guy left, and he was down to one crew member, and so he couldn't support anymore. So he's just going to go back to his electrical business. So he committed to doing the electrical work that we still require, which is the two mini splits in here, a mini split in the employee portion of the town garage, and replacing the lights in the fire bay and fire WFA portion of the garage. So he committed to doing that. He is declining to proceed with the reinforcing the timbers under the floor here. Joyce.
Okay.
We can't do that. He's not going to do that.
And what about the power at the North Beach?
What?
The electricity at the North Beach.
That's separate.
That's separate.
Yeah.
That's separate. I didn't follow up on that.
Oh, but that was still him. That was still
Yes.
Pierce.
Let me
Yeah.
back up. He said he would appreciate it if we didn't do that until come October. Just with the other work he's got going.
But Pierce is out. They said we cannot handle the electric work at the town garage.
The,
And
yeah, no, they'll do
what
that.
do
They'll
the
do
electrical
that.
work? He's just got other things booked. But September.
The joist he's out
Yeah, the
of.
joist
He's
season.
out
The
of, right?
joist is
Okay.
out.
Did
But
he
yes, he
say
would still
October for the electric work, which you described?
at North Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the North Beach.
For the North Beach.
Or the North Beach.
But that's not MERP. That's
Right.
yeah, and we'll get into that when we get down to the North Beach. We got a
Okay.
bunch of stuff,
Okay.
and so we can get into the electric at that point. We just know He can't do it till October.
Till October. Now, knowing what we're asking him to do, and then we did get the ramp, the ADA ramp in here. We're going to have $80,000 to $90,000 of unspent work funds when we take out the insulation under here. But we're not going to do the insulation without reinforcing the timbers underneath. So we've still got $80,000 to $90,000 of MERC funds available. Dan was going to get an updated quote on the garage doors.
Yeah, we do have them.
Okay. So that could, it will cover that. But then we still have some number of dollars. One option could be additional solar panels on the town garage. I don't know what else you might do. Any work has to be done on the three buildings that they scope. So it's here, it's the old clerk's office and the town garage.
Yeah.
We can't do the transfer station.
Right.
We can't do North Beach. We can't do the other things. So.
But if we need found another contractor to do the floor under here, then technically you could still get your insulation done.
Right. The funds, there's a timer on the funds. It has to be done and dusted by December 31st of this year.
Correct. But the joists aren't covered by MERC.
No,
they are not.
Right, that's separate.
Right. But the insulation.
Oh, the insulation is. I see. Yeah,
and,
right.
And
okay.
Pierce wouldn't be doing that because they're not doing construction. So that we're starting from scratch on that.
Okay. Had we ever decided, was that going to be spray foam insulation or just?
I think they were going to put up those foam slabs, I think. Cut and fit foam slabs with caulking around them. That's what they were talking about. But I don't know where they landed.
No, I thought.
I'll ask. Yes.
We do have a local contractor that didn't put a bid in that said that they would do it for half that price. But they won't put a bid in. They don't believe they don't have to because they're busy enough. And
does that prevent us from considering it? This is a no bid.
That's the hard part.
It's federal funds.
Right.
Federal funds.
Because it's not ARPA anyway.
Right.
Well, it was the ARPA money that got turned into not ARPA money.
Oh, you're right. That's town. The joists are town funds.
Right.
Right.
The insulation would still be.
Insulation you bid out, but the joists.
Joists are,
can be hired by
separate. Town. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the question about whether or not we could allow somebody to bid without putting in a bid. I think that's, of course, is it just, did you folks say that is not, we're not dealing with federal conditions here?
Well, we're not dealing with federal conditions. We have our own purchasing policy.
For the electric, wasn't it?
No.
The North Beach?
For any money we spend, if it's over, what, $2,500 or something?
$2,000.
We're supposed to put it out to bid,
right?
But it's usually something like that where only one company bid on it before and they backed out. It's if we want to do it, if we have a local company. To do it as a no bid.
We could check with
he thinks it's going to be more money than whatever he says in the beginning. He does not want to be beholden to a contract. Is that what he wants to bid? Is that his situation? Why wouldn't he want to bid?
They've got enough work where they don't need to work, but he said, he would come and take a look at it and they would do it. They work locally. They've done a lot more camps around the lake than probably anybody. And
I think it's worth getting a number. If it comes in anywhere near what Pierce was going to do it for.
No, he asked me what Pierce's bid was, and I told him, and he said, I'll do it for half that.
Wow.
Okay.
Is there a job description? Is there a description of the work that needs to be done? Like joists, what size?
Yeah, we did it on the bid. We had sill replacement, sandwiching the floor joists, like 12 of them, The ones on this outside edge, it was all on the bid, it was done. So
you can describe,
I can
describe.
Use that to describe it.
Yeah. I guess probably it wouldn't hurt to get him to come in and take a look and see. He might come back and say, oh, it's bigger than I thought, or,
No, we should have a look at it.
I don't know. I'm just a little bit wary of doing this with the regulations stating you need to have. This is a no bid contract if we give it to them, and then we're going to get in trouble for that.
Well, we're only going to get in trouble with ourselves. Yeah, it's no federal or state money. It's our town money that.
No, but I've heard a couple of residents in the past at these meetings bring that up. Well, what about it, you guys? You got a bid. Anyway, just saying.
I just want to make sure they can hear us. Donna, can you hear us? Kimball?
I can hear you.
We can
Donna,
hear.
Donna, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Yep, Kimball Johnson here.
She muted herself. Carol, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Yep.
I don't know. Can we call? It said the speakers weren't working. It looks like they are now, but nobody's answering me either.
Oh,
they're working fine.
This is Kimball Johnson. I can hear you.
This is Carol. I can hear you.
And this is Donna. I can hear you. Everything's fine.
Can you hear? You need it? Okay. Okay.
Ask her to speak in the if she.
She said that her, Donna, and Kimball have all spoken.
I haven't. We haven't
now,
heard them.
Can you hear me?
Nope.
Okay, interesting.
But they can hear us.
Yeah, and I unmuted, so.
Hi, Kimball Johnson here. I could hear you. Now we can't. Now he just texted me.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, we're not hearing you now.
Okay, can she hear us now?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Lordy. Okay. Okay.
So we'll leave the, when we get on the Merc, was there any other, if we have that much money, should we go for solar, more solar panels?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Great phone.
I think everything else we
Great
pretty much
phone.
accomplished.
Where? Under here?
What?
Yeah, I mean.
Pricey, but it's a good way to use the money.
Yeah,
Can't always
you
get a
know,
quote.
with the solar panels, did you get a re I think we had talked about getting a report back to see how much we're saving with the existing solar panels.
Yes, so we are saving. Our first big jump was May. The winter months we didn't see much. It started coming in March, April. I think one bill was $9.43, which was down substantially. And the other bill was down about 190 something to 140 something. There are two. I was going to talk to Pierce. There's two electrical circuits down there. I know which one they hooked it up to, but the other one dropped as well. And if we are to get more, I want to talk to Pierce about putting it on the other circuit if it isn't already.
And we can talk about spray foam, but there are a lot of pros and cons. I don't know that much about it, but it's everything I've read. Some place says it holds moisture, some says.
There's different kinds of foam.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Yeah,
they
you definitely
choose the
want a
right.
closed cell.
Right, you choose the right one, but you can get a price. I mean,
No, people that
we've
have looked
got it
at it
right here in
before,
Kingsburg.
because of the limited space, it's not a very friendly place to work for anything. But they didn't know if the spray foam would work because, you have about this much room and to reach underneath there.
If any insulation work is dependent on the joist being replaced, I think we need to find somebody to replace the joist first, and then
Right.
we can have the discussion as to whether
That's good.
insulation makes sense and if so, what to.
Yeah, but that would be covered with MRF, so that has a timeline
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it, John? When do we have to return the money or spend it? MERP.
7/31 this year. 12/31 this year.
12/31. Okay.
I'll try to get going on that
Yeah.
tomorrow and
Okay.
get the guys to come over and look at it. And if we have to put it out for bid again,
Yeah.
they probably would give a written thing at that point.
Okay. That'd
Okay.
be good.
Selection paperwork for select board approval of municipal project manager John Zimmer for
Oh.
scoping study.
And I forwarded that to the board. You saw that. I didn't print it tonight, but.
There was a whole
Do you want a
I
copy?
for the job.
You did or you did not?
I did.
Oh.
I had to submit a resume, I had to answer questions, to fill out with John Zimmer. It's federal money, it's a state highway. They require this. I think for the scoping study, I'm comfortable doing it. It's basically a project management role. It doesn't take a technical expertise. I don't have to know statutes. But in looking and reviewing what the requirement is, anything beyond that, beyond the scoping study, this design phase or a construction phase, we're going to have to hire a project, municipal project manager, because there's a list of suggested requirements. So you have to be up on buffer zones, right of way, easements, da 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 da.
But that's after the
But that's
study.
after the study. I
Gotcha.
talked
If
to the
you're doing the
folks
project.
at the state.
Yeah.
But so I put in there that I felt I was qualified for the scoping, that I probably wasn't, but we would, if and when we get to that point, we would pull up and reassess what
Okay.
would be
Yeah.
best to go forward.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that
I think you need a sig.
There's
That's
a letter that's
paperwork.
required.
Yeah, I
Oh, I
think.
guess there's a.
Oh, David, you have David's name on it. Or she has
Yeah, but
David's
don't we
name.
need a motion
Yeah.
to
Yeah.
appoint John and
Select
as.
board approval for municipal project manager,
Yeah.
John Simmons.
Yeah. And
Right.
there's a letter that has to be signed that
Right.
accompanies the application.
It has David's name on it, so we have wait for him to come.
Well, or you give the approval and he could probably come in tomorrow or if you're okay with that.
So the motion
So,
made.
well, yeah, I'll make a motion to
Second.
appoint John. All those in favor?
All right.
All right. And the benefit of that is my tie is billable to the grant.
And you'll make him, and David will
Yeah,
to have
David will
David
sign
sign
it with
it.
his name on it.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll take that back so I don't lose it. Thank you.
A new checking account, CNB for municipality. Paperwork needs approval. Approval needed to enter fund transfer to open account. In a full account transfer paperwork.
So, John, you can explain all that. It looks like.
You folks approved opening the new bank account for the municipality, the electronic payments for the taxes. First request is to we opened it, so we had told it to be the transfer funds and the funds in general account. So the first request is just to allow Elaine to transfer $1,000 so the account stays open. We don't send out the tax bills till August. So $1,000 will allow us to open the account and not have it closed because it isn't funded. The second piece is so municipality has a process where I tell them to, and this is a good thing, change transferring the funds from one bank account to another. They don't take my word over the phone. So there's some paperwork there to my signature has to be notarized, and you town management has to authorize this to occur. And that's what that paperwork is.
So, John, you have to come. There's a lot here. I'm not sure. So, is this municipal or is this community
Okay, so there's
bank?
two pieces. So Municipay is the software that administers the online payments, but there's credit card processing and there's e-checks, and those go through different back-end processors. So there's two packages, one for Paya and the other for another party. But it's because the credit card funds go in this direction and the e-checks go in this direction for the back-end processing, for the approval and the validating before the funds are deposited that this is a valid credit card number or this is a valid checking account.
Primarily, this account is for payment of taxes, is it
Yes.
not?
Yes.
It's not exclusive to that, though.
If there's credit card charges as well, they go to that too. So people will buy bags, but the 90 last year, 98% of the transactions were for tax
For
payments.
tax form.
That's like income,
Property tax.
payroll, oh, property
Property
tax.
tax.
So we can take the property tax.
Yeah, well, Municipay does it for us, but we had it set up going to an existing checking account. It goes into the general fund. I opened the new account because it got too hard to start reconciling e-payments with check payments. So this will just keep it a little cleaner. And then we would periodically, as the taxes accumulate, we transfer it over into the general fund. But it'll be a lot easier to reconcile the account if I say the municipal report aligns with the bank deposit report.
Because otherwise, it's really horrible.
Otherwise, it
Really
takes
horrible.
hours trying to piece it together.
Do you need us to authorize you to reopen an account?
No, because it was established. But if you, I just need to have the money
You need
trained,
to,
an initial
thousand
funding
dollars.
fund of $1,000. And then this,
So what does their emotion have to say? But this part.
I would say that you'd be authorizing. Oh, yeah. So they're asking me to sign because I'm a signatory on the bank account and I'm the party that set up the municipay. So you would be authorizing me to fulfill the municipay obligations for transferring the payments to the
Without
new
having
bank
to
accounts.
identify anyone else who said they don't really want, they're not trusting you over the phone or
Yeah,
something.
yeah. So
So
they're
there's got
doing
to
what
be,
they should.
pardon me?
They're doing what they should.
They're
Right.
getting a
So
signature of
we don't need a
authorization.
second
person to verify that the transaction you're asking for is legit.
That's right.
Okay.
That there is
That's
going
what
to
you
be an
said.
affidavit of identity, so I don't have to give my social.
Yeah.
I can have a notary attest to my signature.
Okay.
So Elaine can do
Yeah,
that.
right.
And then
And then we're both signers by opening that account at community, correct?
yes,
So there's two
there's two
signatures there.
signatures for that account. And I'm not authorized to transfer funds. Elaine is, and I reconcile the bank account. So that's the controller.
We
Okay.
separate the
We separate
duties.
the
Yeah.
duties.
So I will make a motion that we authorize Elaine to transfer $1,000 into the account set up from Municipay, and that we authorize John to complete the paperwork for the Municipay account transfers.
Second.
This is from transfer paperwork, right?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yep. Okay.
You seconded
Indeed.
that.
Let's take care of the top treasurer, I guess, John.
Okay. And what are and did you give them what they have to?
They don't have to sign anything there.
This is just you'll sign it and do all
Yeah.
that. Okay.
Okay. Renee's not here yet, so we
Get her
will
to tomorrow.
table
Yeah.
the livestock ordinance for now. NVDA notice of Town of Westmore proceedings with an adoption and state approval of we
We
already
did
did
that
that
one.
one.
We
Yeah.
did that one.
Okay. ANR wildlife fire notice to the select board regarding changes to state fire warden law, recommended town actions.
Oh.
I guess from what I've read of that, the fire chief is supposed to be the town fire warden at this point. So we have to rescind our appointment of Ray Pike and.
I didn't. The way I read that is that it's effective July 1st, so any existing fire wardens that aren't fire chiefs are just
Yeah, I
done.
done.
They're just,
That's
we don't
how,
have to
yeah.
do anything. Not,
I
that's how I read it.
think the only thing that you have to do is just submit something to appoint a deputy from what I read of it.
You have to designate, though, the fire chief. We only have
Right,
one, so,
right.
but that should be a motion
To
tonight. I say,
designate fire chief, and it's up to him to pick the deputy, right?
right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I think that's going to be
So,
submitted.
is the state requiring the fire warden to be a distinct a position aside from the fire chief?
No, they're
They're both
designating
the
the
same.
fire chief will be
You'll
the
be the
fire
fire
will be
warden.
the authority
They might be down that,
in every
yeah.
yes in every town that's served by a fire department.
But before this, they were separate
Yes,
positions. Okay.
correct.
So Meg had sent me this, so I know the department is aware.
Yep.
You, Chris?
Yep.
Oh, you look like Simon.
I
Does
shave.
anybody pay? Okay, so you're aware that would, well, if the board approves you,
Yeah.
that you would take on that and you'll be posted
Okay.
around town.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
Really
my
good.
questions. He gave me, Meg gave me 313 something.
We'll have a new number.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And it'll be on the annual report and on the website, and I do post the fire warden around town.
Okay.
Okay. So
So
that was my questions.
as per state law,
Yeah.
I make a motion that we accept the Westmore Fire Department chief as the fire warden. And I would not put a name with that because if they change chiefs, then we have to go through this again. So I would just
Yeah,
leave it as the
leave it.
Westmore Fire Department chief.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I did send that notice to Ray. He didn't respond, but
He would
sent
have
it.
gotten a separate letter.
By so he.
Yeah, I'm the existing fire
Okay.
warden anyway, so I got the thank you for your service and your termination is July 1st letter first, and then they sent out the other ones to the family.
Okay. And it's the fire warden's choice if they want to do the deputy, so that's a separate issue.
Right, I think there's just a link on there so that you can file a form with your deputy.
Okay. Now, do we have to let the state know like we did for a fire warden previously? You will. Okay. So I don't have
You have to do anything.
to.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll move on to RFP for fire and rescue services, received proposal
What's
from
the sheriff department contract?
No, we get this one. Received proposal from Chief EJ Rao
Okay.
from Orleans
Yeah.
Department.
Yeah.
So you have that.
Yeah, we
I did not, I did send it to Charleston, West Charleston, and there is a signature of receipt, but I didn't receive anything.
And the date on that was today at 4 p.m. that needed to be returned. Okay, so we have one proposal. No action is needed on that yet. We're
Okay.
still under contract with Westmore to the middle of the month. So there is a slight overlap in the dates offered from Orleans versus the contract, but at this point, there's no action needed.
All right.
Okay, so
Yep.
we can just table that.
Yeah.
So still under contract.
We're still under contract with
Until
this
what
one.
Meg has that date?
July 15th.
Okay.
We hear
Until the
details about
15th.
that. And
I guess I don't remember it right offhand. And I think it was kind of dependent on you guys that have been doing a lot to get up to speed. So I don't know where we do as a board, where we do stand on this. But what was the price? A couple thousand, remember what it was? No.
There was a flat fee and then a per hour charge, which is based on the call outs. Right. Yeah.
I want to say it was 2000 and
Yeah,
something.
2060, and then the call out is 81.90 per hour.
Yeah.
And is that strictly fire coverage?
Expert
That's complete call.
any and all emergency services calls, excluding ambulance.
For what period?
Till Labor
Labor
Day.
Day.
That's
So
what
the
we were when
15th
we were
for
talking
Labor.
about, you guys needing to get up to speed. This kind of came in the play there, that if we needed a backup or somebody there. So they sent us this proposal, and I guess we'll have to talk it over at the select board and with you guys and see where we stand at this point.
Yeah, and the updated, and because I know that's the other point, the updated proposed updated contract is being reviewed by a couple fire industry experts. And so once that gets back, then legal will look at it. And then you'll have the opportunity, obviously, to look at it too. Needed to make sure our bases were covered. So we had a base to start with. So it's taking a little longer to get that back due to their workload. But as soon as we have a draft, that will be. You guys will obviously have input on that.
Sounds like a short window of your
Yeah, I was hoping to have it back about 10 days ago. And they have not got it to me yet.
Can I look at what you have already?
I can get it for you, yeah.
Yeah.
And just an update from the last meeting, we did get our turnout gear in the last few weeks.
Okay.
We have four
Good.
brand new sets.
Good.
Yeah, so then that was exactly I met with the sourcey, one of their mechanics, and they looked over the pump on the tanker. And the packings needed tightening, but it drafts very nicely now. We were able to pull a draft with it in like 20 seconds. And there are no issues with pumping water. We can spray water all day, no problem. There was one valve that needs repair, and it was one really bad drain, and the primer's getting tired, so those things are scheduled for repair, and we're just waiting on them to get parts in.
Okay. Thank you. Chris.
Mr. Chair, Chris Schroeder, Newport Daily. Do you have a copy of the proposal on your table?
The proposal from
From
Orleans.
Orleans.
We have it, but we're not going to act on it today.
Right, but I'd like to have a copy of it.
It's a contract.
I
It's
understand that, Mr. Chair, but it's this on you can check with it. I believe if it's on your table, it's public record.
But we can find out. I can email him
But
if.
yeah, because we haven't had the con we haven't had that discussion as to whether
Yeah,
we're going to accept
we
the
haven't
contract
talked
or not.
about it. And
That was the question I asked you. Where's the contract? Remember, we just had this when we came in, and I said,
yeah, I don't. I haven't.
you haven't received it?
No, nothing beyond.
There's your answer.
No contract.
We haven't received it.
So what did you, Mr. Chair, without due respect, what did you receive from the only fighting puppet then?
It was a proposal, but at this point, it could or might or might not work into a contract, so we really can't have put it out. I wouldn't think. I don't know for sure what's legal and what's not as far as us if it's sitting on the table if we're supposed to give it to you, but
Where is it?
at this point, there
Well, it's
was.
not a contract, so nothing there to sign, right?
Yeah, no, it's just a.
So then if it's on your table, then it's public record.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. What do you guys think?
Well, Elaine hasn't received it, right, Elaine?
It's not
No,
a.
it's just.
It's yeah.
He's talking about the proposal he's on.
Yeah.
It's. This is more.
It it's
would,
not a proposal. It's
and
just
it could have been on the
a
table at
summary
executive
of what
session.
the Village of
Yeah.
Orleans
You have
Fire Department
executive
looked
session
like.
for.
Don't know.
But we can find out tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can
She
ask.
can email it to you if we can give it to you.
If it's legal to give it to you.
Yeah, I can ask Jim. Okay.
If Mr. Chair, if you could ask. If you could ask the clerk to let me know one way or the other.
I can do that,
You have
Christopher.
one.
Yes, I have it, your email.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, just for point for clarification, for because of Robert's rules, I should be directing my question to you, and that's why I'm not talking to the clerk.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
you asked me, I'll
Right.
ask
Exactly.
her to
Yeah. Proper
get back in
procedure.
touch with you. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Bill. You don't mind if I ask one question before we move on, do you?
No.
Just quick question. I know you're the you've been working with the fire department. You're from Newark, but are you? You seem to direct a lot more than from the Westmore Fire Department. Is there a reason? Is there? Are you trying to help them out a little more? Or I'm confused every time you're in here. And don't take this the wrong way. I hear from you more than I hear from the other guys.
Oh, they voted me in as president. I'm the president of their board.
Oh, you're the president of
I'm
the
the president
Westmore
of the
Board.
board.
I did not know that. That's why I was just very confused. Okay, thank you.
That's good that you clarified that.
I wasn't
No
trying to
problem.
be mean about
No. Yeah.
it. No, good question. It was a good question. We'll move on to the Orleans Sheriff's Department contract. Did we get the
Well, I guess
we
there's
get the
a.
letters back and
Yeah.
forth, but did we get the contract?
I'm not sure exactly what we're looking for.
So yeah,
But
the email correspondence said if we agreed to the updated hours and what was sent, she would send a clean version of the contract. But we did not receive any additional information, so we are unsure what the difference between a clean version was versus what she had sent us with the updated
which
hours
is what
already,
we have
which
here.
is what we have here.
What we have here,
So
right.
this was the this contract is from her email when she said she would send a clean version over. This is not what I was expecting as the clean version.
So the only thing I see is it does show the hours and the difference. It does show the difference in the total amount of contract. And it's very vague on the whole where we would see the difference in the hours for
For
when,
hours.
it doesn't really specify that.
Oh, for the summer versus winter.
Correct.
So she.
But in that, where it says the 290, it says right here, who shall patrol the town on a regular basis at irregular hours, not to set a pattern. unless specified by the town in writing to the sheriff. So to me, if we sign this, we also need to write a formal letter stating from the town of Westmore that this is what we expect for during these months and during these months.
Right. She's already stated that they will focus on the summer, but she did not commit to a specific percentage. And she said she would. She said that at the last meeting,
right.
But she could not.
She would not.
She could not
right.
commit to a specific
right.
percentage.
Yep.
She did say somewhere in here that they were, oh, yeah, the makeup hours. But was that in the contract where they won't?
No.
That was discussion, I think.
That was discussion. But, and
it's
and
not
again,
in the contract.
And she outlines that in her email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That they will not make up hours if they've missed hours.
Mm-hmm. So she did give us that.
Sorry. Is that in the contract? Or that was within our request?
That was in our request, and she acknowledged that via the email, saying that it would be a 290-hour limit. Would not compress or make up unused hours to hit the maximum cap. Summer-winter balance was remain diligent about weighing the hours towards the summer months, but not a commitment of 60-40.
Well, is it what
you John?
Yeah, I would propose we toe the line with her. Last year she told us she would do it. You know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. She's not committed to anything. And we gave her a softball. We looked it up. She did 166 hours in those months last year. We were asking for 175.
Yeah.
And that would squeeze the rest of the year down to 115 hours. And she lost Barton. She lost Orleans. She can't afford to lose any more pounds.
Well, how does that sit with what you required from her?
I'm sorry, not Orleans.
Well, it was the percentage that we were, that was one of the big factors, was getting them here more in the summer, substantially more in the summer than they would be here in the winter. And that's the piece that he was not committing tonight.
I looked up. In May, she did 35 hours. And then tomorrow's the last day of June. So tomorrow, I can log in and get that.
Well, I don't know.
But she does another 35. She's 70 hours into her 175 commitment.
So she's agreed to a 290-hour cap during the summer. We will remain diligent about heavily weighting our hours towards the summer months.
Yeah, and we're allowed to we're allowed to modify the contract. It's in the contract that we provide in writing. But
yeah, that's your sentence.
But I'm guessing she can't afford to lose a third time.
So you've been the one corresponding with it?
Yeah,
right.
So at this point, do we want to go back again and try to get
a clean contract.
Yeah, a clean contract.
I can absolutely go back to her.
What do you think?
And by clean contract, you mean including...
In what she put in email, including that in the contract.
Written in the contract.
And because, and again, her statement was she didn't want to change the contract because it's the standard contract for everybody. But the contract says if we can put something in writing. And if she agrees to the email as writing,
right.
So we don't have to change the wording of the paper contract,
yeah.
That, I'm fine with that too. Because email's legal.
That sounds
is legal these days.
Yeah.
So I can I can go back to her and state that.
And if she backs off, that was her words.
Yeah.
If she backs off that.
Okay. So I'll go back to her and ask to for this to be written as an addendum to the contract so she doesn't have to change the wording, including
what
she
put stated in the
what she stated in the email.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Should be able to add that.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. You know, just on the table for now, then? Or
well,
we don't need a motion.
No, I don't know because I've already been communicating with her on it, so I will continue that communication with her. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, dirt bike ATV enforcement.
That was just brought to our attention. On the other side of the lake, a dirt bike and questioning how can that be enforced? And whereas a dirt bike is a vehicle, I guess, versus an ATV, does the sheriff, that was a question, is that something they could be called on?
Yeah, so in Vermont, if the town did not adopt an ordinance to open the roads to ATV, dirt bike, side-by-side traffic, by default, it's illegal. The sheriff, the state police, and the game commission can all enforce those rules. As far as what the select board can do, we are not the enforcement arm. We can send the sheriff, the game warden, and the state police a letter reminding them that there are no approved roads in Westmore for side-by-sides at this time. But that
And dirt
in
bike falls under side by side
dirt bike
or
falls under off-road, basically off any
off-road. Okay.
off they call it OHVs, off-highway vehicles.
Okay.
But is it a dirt bike or a mini bike or
It was
because
a.
a dirt bike can be legal, street legal.
Correct.
Yeah,
It
but
can
if
be.
it's doing illegal things.
Yes. Well, if it's doing it, then it's the same as a
Yeah.
car doing
Yeah.
illegal things.
Yeah.
But we
Yeah.
can, I mean, as far as enforcement, we obviously can't enforce it, but we can remind or point out to the agencies that there are no legal roads in Westmore. But other than that, it'll again be on.
You mean there's nothing in an ordinance from the town
That'll,
that
correct.
allowed that?
Correct.
Okay, so without that,
Without that, by
yeah,
default, it's illegal.
right.
So the sheriff or state police and
Sheriff,
game
state
warden.
police, game, and the game commission too, but they normally, unless it's egregious, they're
Yeah.
probably not going to stop them with a dirt bike.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, we don't. If it's a legal dirt bike,
Yeah.
there's nothing we can do or anyone can do.
Yeah. No question.
Yeah.
Is a dirt bike powered? I mean, there are dirt bikes that are not pedal that are pedal powered. So it's a powered bike, is that right?
In this context, I believe it was.
Okay. And would the town consider perhaps posting signs maybe at on roads where you enter Westmore? Does that make sense? If we don't have an ordinance,
Post what kind of signs?
just like an ATV with a slash through it. I mean, I was over here this afternoon for the farmers market, and somebody said an ATV, blew through the whole crowd before it was starting. So, obviously there's a problem of some kind. I haven't seen it, but I'm wondering if
Yeah.
signs might help. Oh.
Most of the time, any sign is only good for the first few days, and then people ignore them. You know, it's
The
they
views,
don't even
people
it
tend to
doesn't they
keep
don't
going.
register. It's
These looking signs are everywhere, and they blow through those.
it just
Oh, the answer is no. That's fine. I mean,
yeah.
just a
I don't
suggestion.
think we've got a big problem. I mean, yeah, you see him now and then, but at this point, this is the first I've seen about this dirt bike. So, guess we'll move on. It's transfer station payroll.
That was you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's
Yeah.
changed.
I don't know. As you got most, Eric got sick and I covered for him Saturday, and I'm not sure when he will be back. It's we're just kind of sitting on waiting for him at this time. I'm willing to fill in for him till he gets back, unless you guys want to take a turn. It does bother me to go down and work there. But I'm not going to do it for free. I want to be paid like a regular employee, not donate my time. But,
How would that
And
work?
can
Would we classify this soldier with a bill as a what, a part-time employee because of what?
we'd just make him a part-time transfer station.
Part-time employee.
Yeah. And before Eric got sick, you had also mentioned because we're open July 4th.
Oh,
That
yeah.
and that was before you were filling in. So I want to mention it because you were thinking of the
Well, yeah,
guys.
because I had said they're going to work the 4th of July,
Yeah.
and we haven't changed their pay schedule, which we had said in 6 months we would. And we've got to be getting close to that 6 month.
I don't
And
know.
I'm not doing it for my benefit, keep me at the same
Oh,
way that they're
yeah,
getting at.
sure.
But I think they should get the either the pay raise or like a $20
Is that from 18
bonus
to
for,
20, Bill?
yeah, from
I think
18 to
that's what we
20.
said.
18 to
Right.
20?
But I think that's what we said.
Yeah, okay. After 6 months, 6 months, right?
But I'm not sure
Temporary
of the
taxes. Yeah, okay.
what
Then it goes up
happens.
to 20. Pardon?
Huh? Your golf one go up?
Pardon?
Yeah, press golf one up.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna go to work now. Ah, I like talking to people down there. It's I don't have
So again,
mind
it's
waiting.
3 days, you know,
Yeah,
through the summer.
two
Well,
days.
you know, a month. One Saturday, then the Wednesday, and another one. I guess it's more than that,
Yeah,
but
and if anyone knows anyone else that wants to do it, I don't need to do it. It's just, I will do it. I get along good with Kevin, and Eric was a really good employee.
The other thing I talked to you about today was whether or not if they're going to be working on the 4th, is that going to be a holiday pay, which you told me no, because their status is part-time. And so
Correct.
they do not have the benefits of working on a holiday as
Yeah.
full-time employees do.
Yeah, they don't get the double time and a
Right, they
half or
don't get the
anything.
time.
That's
Right.
where I was thinking we should either up their pay early or give them an extra
What?
$20 or
When
something.
was the 6 months up?
And that's what I'm not sure.
It's
When did all
around the
this, it's
time.
right,
Yeah.
happen
Right.
in
Yeah.
both?
It's getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all for bumping their pay up. I've got an idea, a thought. If you want to go down there, have at it. But I also wonder, would it be worth putting out to as a per diem, a sub for down there? I mean, we actually had pretty good luck this last time putting it out.
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody, even if it's, a summertime person that wanted a little bit of extra cash,
To add to the
they,
two that are there, you need a
yeah, that.
third. Well, to
But
let
you'd
yeah.
only work two of them.
Yeah,
If someone called out sick, you'd have a
right.
sub.
So you're
Well,
subbing in this
right now,
situation,
Lynn's subbing, but
right?
he's
Okay,
saying, we
right.
might want to put it out
So
to.
that way we have something more full time because if it lands on a golf day someday.
Well, tomorrow was a golf day. I was gonna miss. No, tomorrow's Tuesday. Wednesday was a golf day.
Yeah.
But I was gonna miss
But I
that.
just figured I'd throw it out there. I know we had pretty good luck putting it in the
Yeah.
paper before.
Yeah.
What your guys' thoughts were.
Should we put it in the paper or just have it
I
sort of
think
like word of
that's
mouth around town?
We did it.
We put it in
I put
the
it in the
Caledonia.
Caledonia, and I
And we
think they
had.
were from, you
Yeah.
know.
Yep. It hit better down that way.
Yeah.
And,
But understood that this is only a possibility. This is not a job.
right. It's
It's a possibility.
only if someone calls in sick. That would be
Oh, you describe it that way. Yeah,
yeah.
you know. It's okay.
Yeah, that's a felon type of. We can put it out there again. I agree with that.
But, you
Like I
know.
said, I don't care if I do it or not, but I end up going down every week for an hour and talking to people
Yeah,
anyway.
you know,
So,
right now I myself. You
yeah.
can't make it, I'll do it. Given that we are there usually.
It's a lot of people have really been good, and when we're explaining the zero sort and trying to get people to separate, we are room wise. It's a small space. I wish we had more room because you get two people in and it gets crowded, and people have to wait, and then they go back to the zero sort. It's at some point, if it keeps going the way it's going, we are gonna have to make changes to make it
Bigger space.
user better user
Yeah.
friendly.
Well, for now, I'll say make a motion that we put it in the paper for per diem position.
Part-time program.
part-time sub,
Okay.
and that we authorize Bill to serve as a current sub at the appropriate rate.
Okay, so that's Jason made that motion.
One second.
All those in favor?
I
All
vote
right.
no. Hearing votes no. I
Oh.
don't think that's necessary. And it's going to be confusing. Somebody's going to say, oh, a job with the chance. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You mean like only maybe, maybe not?
That's what per diem means.
Right.
I'm telling you go to a lot of places, and there's a lot of places that hire per diem
Yeah.
because
Hospital does all the time.
hospitals do, schools do.
Sure, right, where there's a lot of need for it, but anyway.
It might be a good idea just to, if you get two or three new names in there, if something happens and one of them gets done, then we have someone to call. So yeah, I don't have a problem with
Okay.
it.
Could you did you record that?
Yeah.
Strike it. I'll
Oh,
agree.
strike your abstains or
Yeah,
no?
I'll agree.
Okay.
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 Pay rate, do you just want me to be conscious of the 6 month mark? Is that or I didn't know that's what we were thinking. I would have looked it
I
up.
don't want
Give yourself, yeah.
to. Yeah, I'm not. Like I said, I'm not doing it for the money. It's
But they've also been doing a pretty good job down there.
Are you ready to do it now then? I guess
Well,
that's the
when that
question.
6 month period is up, then it's, you know.
Well, if we wanted to get the 4th of July bonus type of thing, that's
Oh, is that
or
where she we're talking about?
well, that was originally before Eric got sick. That was, I think,
what?
originally before Eric was sick and they were working on July 4th. Bill wanted to, I mean, give them, reward them, or let them be appreciated for working on July 4th. So what Bill's trying to say is he's not bringing this in.
For him,
Because
I
he's
should have
upset.
planned it out.
Can we table that and just make it retroactive, maybe?
Oh, that's if you want. That's you guys.
Because you know, we'll have to wait and see if Eric will be back when, right? It might be you know.
We'll
You
have
want me to
to,
go look real quick what 6 months
if
is?
you don't
I
mind.
don't.
Yeah, I was gonna
That's
say
the
it. We knew
easiest
when the
level.
6 months was, if it was.
Yeah, that's good. Right.
Within a few days, that we might as well just do it now and be done
Right.
with it.
Yeah, good.
But like I said, they seem to be pretty, both from the call into the waste district and
I mean, in the end, you're talking for two workers, $20.
yeah, but
I
if
thought
you
when
could
I saw
do it
this,
the
I
whole year, a few
thought
hundred dollars, that's
when
not.
I saw this, it was, you know, Kevin's been coming here to get his pay. I don't know what's the Eric situation is. He didn't tell me, but so and then it was so for a while you were giving them their pay.
Yeah, and
So that whole thing was a bit confusing to me.
I've been getting, like, on Wednesday, I would pick it up and bring it down to them, but last week I forgot it, and so then they had come and
But then Kevin did say, oh, I'll be, you know, I'm going to go get my own. I want to do that. So
no, I got going. I didn't care. I just was helping them
that's what
out
I thought this
because
thing
the
was
place
about,
wasn't open,
payroll.
and yeah, no, it was.
You know, this is all new. When Darcy was there, he was always at the garage. He was always here. It wasn't as though he lived in Sutton, as these two do.
And people are asking about Darcy all the time. Everyone likes him down there. And Riley, the woman was in here today, and he was the best. That people love Riley down there. That he always had a smile on the.
So Eric was 213 as the first day. I can't go into the payroll system because that's opening the whole thing up. And then Kevin, we have is March 7th. So Eric was February 13th. So it's a little off, but.
So basically, a month and a half early for one and two
Right.
and a half for the other.
Yeah.
So you want to just wait? I don't know.
The pay rate is $2 difference
Yeah.
for 5 hours of work.
Yeah. Well, it varies.
Yeah,
It,
five and a half or
what?
no. So yeah, so you're talking $10 for each person. per
That can
day.
come bucks per day. Per day.
Per day.
Per day. So, I. About 80 bucks.
What's that?
About 80 bucks per month.
Yeah, it's a pretty minor cost. I would say just do it now. Starting the next payroll period.
Make a motion.
I'll make sure.
If you should it, yeah.
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion to bring their pay up $2 an hour.
So transfer station employees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know, that's 160 a month because you have it open 2 days a 2 days a week for 2 days a week, two employees. It's not $80 a month.
Yeah, sorry.
It's still only for 2 months.
I'm just saying because our rate didn't go down, our tax rates didn't go down. We don't get curbside pickup anymore. We constantly keep adding on, and then you ask the taxpayers for more. So please keep that in mind.
Well, the other thing I'm going to keep in mind is that it is getting warmer and it can be a hard, heavy job, and we're paying our boat greeters the same amount. I think they deserve it.
Yes, I agree. So.
Maybe we need to go to monthly finance reports because we used to get that saying how the departments were or weren't behind schedule for the year. Because sometimes I hear you approving expenditures and we're not so sure where it's coming from. And then we might hear 2 or 3 months later, oh, we're a little over budget, but don't worry, it's going to catch up. It'll even out in the end of the year. I don't think that's the way to do it. I think we need
The
to go back.
transfer station is doing good at this point, right?
Two months ago, John said that we weren't. He said that about the because of the bags and the tipping fees. So that's why I'm saying, can we be a little more transparent with the budget? Maybe have him monthly say, this department's fine, this department's fine, and this is percentage off or whatever. Because
We're doing that. We've done that the last 3 months. We'll be doing June at the next.
Okay, the motion was made, and did someone second it?
Okay.
Miriam seconded it.
Okay, all those in
Aye.
favor?
Aye.
Next payroll.
Great.
That
We're
will take
done.
effect.
Yeah. North Beach testing signs and electric. It's do you have like
Well, I
someone?
wanted to ask if we could get bigger signs.
What?
Get bigger signs. I
So
don't.
Dan and I have actually were chatting about it. We can get some of the metal signs, attach them to the posts. That way we can
You
re,
mean
you know.
when there's an alert?
Yep, that way, because
That you test.
let's kind of face it, with the weather patterns we're gonna have more of those instances. If we have the signs all made up, you can grab them, pound them in, you know, they'll be bright.
Because I have to print it, laminate it to get it outside. He has to
Right.
put it on a
And
post.
then where the date is, we'll just put a piece of paper and we can write the date so we can reuse the signs.
And there's actually a yellow one that's caution also, if the numbers are
Who are?
not this is anything over 235. I'm not sure of the cautionary because I'm not the town health officer, but there's yellow signs too. So if we could get metal ones, maybe a bit bigger. I don't know the pricing.
Not a problem with it, but I thought the ones that were there as you drove by,
Yeah, afterwards I
it was
did
pretty
drive
hard to miss
by.
them.
Yeah, and they were across the whole thing.
Those come free off the internet. I saw it on the site. That
They
particular sign.
do. I print them and I laminate them, so it's not
But you're
totally.
talking, you want
Metal
something
ones.
a little bigger, metal, so it's just some
Yep.
date, someone get, I mean, like
They're not as
Isaiah.
big dog signs. Then you have to
Yeah, but we
maybe
just
have to
want to make
drill
it
it into
easy
the
for us
post.
because, like Isaiah had to go down there and, you know, put them in.
We'd drill these metal signs into the posts.
Yeah,
Drill
They would
them
be
in.
connected,
That.
right? Yeah, and then
Yep. And then if Jason pulled them or whatever, set them out on his lawn, Dan will grab them Monday morning and stick them back in the garage.
Okay. You know how to
Something
do
like
it.
that.
Yeah, it's fine.
That way we all work together at it, but we'd have a nice permanent sign.
Just set by my driveway
Okay, so you want a motion to
How
get some
many?
new signs?
Three, to start with three, and then we could.
I would say at least four, because if four is still fairly
Yeah,
far distant.
and let's start with just the alert, the red one's danger.
Yep,
The other one,
just
it's
the
not
red
quite
one,
so critical.
fine.
They can still swim, it's just caution. Okay, so your motion.
Make a motion that we acquire 4 metal alert signs
For the North
for
Beach.
use at the North Beach with when we have high bacteria levels in the future.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 The other part of that was the electric. We have talked about, we do have a bit out there that you can't do till October. We have talked about a little bit, mostly, I guess, Isaiah and I, putting a telephone pole behind the basketball court and running an overhead line rather than going underground. I don't know cost-wise. I would think it would be cheaper, but I don't know. I talked to Barton Electric and John Morley from Orleans, and they won't give a price without going through the application process. You have to fill out an application, give them a $250 fee to, and then they'll come out and give you a cost. If you do it, that you get your $250 off the cost of it. If you don't do it, then you spend $50, $250 for your answer.
Is that the
No.
only one for the pole situation?
That would be for
Barton
the,
Electric?
yeah, Barton Electric would be the only.
Too bad they won't waive that for a town.
What?
I said, it's too bad they won't waive that fee for a town.
That's what I went and talked to John about. And he did say, call Gina, maybe, and Barton Electric. He said, maybe she'll work with you. And I like, okay, I figured I had to come to you guys before I get too far into it. Yeah, I don't know. What do you see any problem with a pole instead of going underground or?
No, the only thing I would say is because I just worked on that the review that we had to do
Oh,
for the
the
North Beach,
LWC. Okay.
that it just needs to be, it basically can't interfere with anything that is there. And I know it, it's where we're talking about putting it, it wouldn't, but it needs to be kept out of the way and
Documented.
not impede access to the parking lot or the basketball court or the facility. So I don't, other than that, I don't foresee any issues.
Well, the other question I've got when I'm talking about this whole thing is, did you get any further with the toilet smearing?
Oh, that was the next one.
Oh.
When we finish with this discussion, I'll give a brief summary
The
of
only reason I had asked that is because if the toilets aren't going to be a long-term
okay,
goal.
well, like I said, let's just, oh, you mean it's
Yeah, because it
that
could depend on what you need at the toilets, where we want the electricity to
okay,
come
so
to.
should we do the toilet now, Clyde?
Yeah,
It's New
if you
England?
don't mind.
No,
Is
okay, where is it?
that what you're getting at? That,
Yeah,
yeah,
because
you
it could
might.
change that whole building because that
Okay,
brick
Clivis, New
building's.
England. This is a reply to the submission from the town of the public facility project cost estimate regarding compost toilets at the North Beach. First thing that was responded to me was that we cannot use the existing structure, which is now concrete or is it cement structure with two inoperable stalls there. They cannot use that. The whole place was viewed via, as everybody does, Google Earth, so they're well acquainted with the situation down there. She said also that each of their compost toilets are priced at 67,000. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. The town needs, we submitted 6 or 8, leading to 80 to 100,000 for equipment. A building itself, given that the existing structure, as far as they're concerned, is not usable. A building itself, which they term a bathhouse, or an alternative would be 8, which they term trailhead structures, which are simply wooden structures enclosing the toilet.
Like a portalette type of song.
Yeah, but it's, trailish, very, rural and so on. So, Those are the eight trailhead structures that are standalone toilets. The cost is unknown, what we just said, either for the beach house, bathhouse, or those. She said 500,000 or more. Okay.
Yowza.
Also,
Should have been sitting on fellow on his
500,000 and
own.
one. A formal cost quotation will be provided if the town wants. The last thing, Livis New England did evaluate compost toilets at the South Beach when renovation was taking place there and was considered, but the state declined because of funding. That's why we've got the Taplin down there and Taplin up here.
So, with that
Yeah,
said,
go ahead.
if the board would like me to, I think it may be worthwhile knowing that that building is in bad shape. Our insurance company said it, they won't work with it. It's dingy and falling down. I'm more than
Would that be
happy.
the position of the pole, you think?
Well, what I was thinking is, what about if we got like one of those Amish sheds? Because we need something for the electricity to come into to put the camera system in. It doesn't have to be a very big shed.
Okay. Can I ask you just one thing? This we're pursuing this whole electric situation. Is it just for the cameras? What? Why else would we need electricity there? Do you know?
Well, I mean, cameras and security were a big factor,
And they worked for a while.
and they did work, but the line underground somehow got damaged, or they're thinking it's the underground piece that's
Yeah.
damaged because the electric company tested to the overhead and it was fine up to the overhead.
So the underground situation cannot be fixed.
It can be with new
with new
electric line.
yeah new electric line and new conduit, which is what the previous bid was for.
Okay, right. And we're now pursuing, see if we can get an opportunity to do that for half the price, Bill.
Well, we don't know half the price, but I mean, kind of thinking we could put a. I would think overhead would be a lot cheaper. I'm not.
Overhead is traditionally substantially cheaper than conduit.
So the pole would take the line, how would the line run? I mean, if we're talking overhead,
So the line would run from pole to pole, come
where's the other
down, and
pole?
then go. It's behind the basketball court.
It exists already,
But
right?
it's
Is
in the
it? Is
woods.
it?
It's in the woods.
Okay, it's in the woods.
But then the line would go pole to pole, come down, and then you'd come up with
Okay,
conduit
and
into the
Spartan
trap.
Electric that services that one that's in the woods? Okay, so it would be the same, right? They would just be putting up another pole and allowing this. Okay.
The other thought with that is if you had a little, say it's an 8x8 building, it doesn't need to be huge, is in the future, if we do have attendants down there taking money type of a thing, it would give them a place to put their stuff or, a place to have their break or whatever too.
Yeah, so in place of the existing structure, which would be removed.
If we had to have cones and
Stuff like
chairs
that.
and stuff like that, we'd have a place.
Just for a point of reference, I had something very similar done on my Brownington property. So the quote from Barton Electric for a stub pole, 220 feet, 20, 225 feet of line, and then 80-foot guy wire from
Yeah,
pole to pole.
right.
That was $3,200 installed.
Yeah.
That didn't include the meter, but that was
Everything,
labor, pole,
3,200.
and all
Wow.
the electrical.
That's a
Deal
So we're
right there.
talking half the price of what our bid was.
Right.
We can almost buy the shed and the pole and get rid of the other one,
Yeah,
the
beat
other
your earth
price.
money. I'm only joking.
No, but we
So,
could use that.
oh
So I mean,
which we are going to.
I think that's a some
I'm more than happy
I think we
to
should
proceed getting a quote and
get it.
okay, about taking down the building, doing David's got to be in on that. Okay.
It wouldn't happen till fall anyways with
At this
that
right.
place being
That, all
so
right,
busy.
coming in. Okay, and I'm going to discontinue any further correspondence with Flyness in New England. Okay.
That's it.
So I'll make a motion that
Interesting.
we authorize Isaiah to get pricing on a
Eight by
eight by
eight.
eight to 8x10
What do they call it, a sub
Amish
pole,
shed,
John? Sub
Amish
pole.
style, Amish style shed.
Yeah.
That would be used for to terminate the electricity, the meter base, and possibly future storage, and authorize Bill
Just
to
keep
continue the
going.
conversation with Barton Electric on getting pricing on a pole, to spend $250
Yeah, that's the main
to get the
thing.
pricing on
I can do the
the pole.
application, but
Right.
I need the
Yeah.
250.
That covered both.
They're the
Okay.
$250 fee, is that what?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're approving
I'll
providing
second.
that. Second? Oh.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Who, Jason, who was second?
Yes,
I think it was.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, just for clarification, where is the shed going to be?
North Beach.
North Beach, okay.
Yeah.
And in the parking lot? Or?
If you look at the parking lots from the road, right in the back, there's a concrete structure there. It's only about 5 by 6 feet, something like that. It's a small one, but that would be the place, right? You got
Yeah,
it?
it
Okay.
would
I think
just.
the placement would be over
It would
Bot's
probably,
spot.
yeah, I was gonna say,
Just
it
something
would,
for there.
it would be adjusted a little
If
bit,
you
but
look at
that.
the snowmobile
Yeah.
trail, it would be just to the right of it behind the court.
Okay.
Interesting.
And I don't know if Donna, do you have a
Yeah,
question?
yes, I do. When you do the $250 application for the electric, you can ask them to price out both the conduit or the overhead. Since you already have the conduit there, it was Comcast that messed it up on you. So the conduit's there. It's just a matter of running the wire and getting it to work again. It's not like you're going to have to put a whole new. Anyway, either way, I know when you put in the application, you can say, hey, this is what we want to do, and they can price out both things.
Yeah, no, I can ask them.
Okay.
Okay,
Yep.
we'll move on to town health officer discussion paid positions.
Well, I think there's a lot of responsibility for a town health officer nowadays. And I think it should be a paid position. And I have a 2024 the VLCT miscellaneous positions, and there was an average annual rate of $2,000. Now that might be some of the bigger towns. I thought it could be something like the animal control officer, $100 a month, so $1,200 a year. Even if we think about it for budgeting. Because we really, David, right now being the select board chair, is the town health officer. And Elaine has no bearing to it, but I'm doing a lot of the stuff.
Are you interested in the job then?
No,
Okay.
I just feel like that Saturday I was sick, 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 and I dragged myself out.
But it might
Right.
be better because of the little use that we have to do it like a per hour. Like our boat greeters and
Yeah,
stuff, you know that.
not that much.
I thought of per testing. I'm hoping we have testing till Bruce, so that's another reason. I just think a paid position gives more
About the
responsibility.
recent incident, people have asked me, well, how often is it tested? And I said, gee, I don't know.
When Bruce is here or when Glenn did it, it was
When
once a
Glenn
week.
was doing it,
Yeah.
what was it?
Once a week.
Once a week
Yeah.
through what, May to October or something like that?
No, it was more July.
End of June to.
It's during the swimming
Okay,
season
I didn't
is
know it
the
was that
way.
often, but thanks for clarifying
But
that.
the
We get
town health
questions again.
officer does the dog bites. The town health officer does if there's a septic failing,
Yeah.
does if there was COVID.
Right.
So there's a lot of responsibility. And if any of those things happen, I'm not sure who will take the that that's
Okay.
my concern.
Right.
So that's something if we move to that, we'd have to do it during budget season,
Yes, which
approve
I'm
that.
fine. I'm
Yeah.
bringing it up because I think,
Okay.
unless whoever's chair next year wants to be town health officer, and I don't mind doing it, but I should get call out
Yeah.
hours.
There's only so much
There's only so
volunteer
much that you
you
can
can
yeah. There's only so much that can
do.
be done for free.
Carol.
Yeah, Carol Davis, one of the things I was asked by all my renters who live near the North Beach is, well, when is it going to get tested again? And because I had knowledge that, you take the test and you take the test to Newport, and then you wait for that to be sent to Williston, and then you wait for your notice to come back.
Right.
I think that in incidences like this, We should have a policy where we're paying somebody to take the test in 24 hours
We
a day.
generally do. We just didn't have a person. We didn't have a
Well,
person.
we had a person. I thought we
We
hired
didn't
the
have a
staff.
person that was available.
Oh, I see. She wasn't available. And
Well,
it was difficult for the select chair to do it too, because he's the town health officer,
no,
really.
I did it Wednesday
I
morning.
know that and did it, but it would shouldn't have fallen on you
Well,
in
David,
that
I
way.
mean.
You know, it should have, because David Stevens is the officer. I agree with you that we should have somebody paid. And I think that in an incidences of emergency like this, we should have a policy that says you need to test again in 24 hours. If it means that you have to drive to Williston, we should pay them.
Well, we have a courier. We do have a
Oh,
courier.
there's a courier?
And the board
Okay.
approved a courier because it's happened in the past and we set that up.
Okay.
We didn't have a person and I was sick.
Yeah, right.
Well, it shouldn't fall on you, because
So,
it just,
okay.
you know,
Yeah.
so
So
there are
we
lots of parts to figure out.
that's right. So I
Hopefully,
think
it
if it's
doesn't
a
happen again.
paid position, I just feel more responsibility will
Yeah,
be
they shouldn't,
associated.
like David doing it now, it really shouldn't fall on
No,
the slot
he has
chair
enough to
that.
do, is really what I'm saying, and I don't
We
mind
do approve
helping
it. Make that happen.
no we'll figure all that out
In
by
budget,
Mm-hmm.
in budget season, I think. You know, I just wanted to throw it out there after this incident
Okay.
that I think if it's a paid position,
Yeah.
I just think
Oh,
the
okay.
responsibility will
Yeah.
go along. Well, maybe that's wishful thinking, but I would hope the responsibility. And I'm not saying anybody was irresponsible or any of that. It was the situation, somebody was on vacation and availability, and maybe there was illness there too. I don't know.
And actually, if it's weekly, yeah, it's
it turned into.
yeah,
yeah,
it's generally every Thursday. I did it Wednesday and I went out to
yeah,
St. Jay and we the board did okay a
okay,
courier.
yeah,
But I just didn't have a grasp on
yeah, okay.
who went or where.
So,
So that's that.
all right.
Okay.
But everybody helped once I found everybody. Thank you.
Sick time for employees.
So that is basically, we do have the policy in here, but the system was not set up. We didn't have anybody actually, a part-time person who was 18 or more hours scheduled per week. We have one now. So I want to set Callie up. She's at 20 hours a week. So I want to get that set up in the system automatically. Eligible employee. And the question from Nimrick was, what does the board say is an eligible employee? But as I'm reading right here in the policy, it means an employee. Or an elected official of the town who is age 18 or older, works an average of 18 more hours per week. So that right there says that part-time person can do it. I was coming today to establish that, but that's defining
It's in
eligible
our
employee.
policy and
Yeah. So, and it has the maximum, which we had talked about, 52 hours can be in the 12-month period. So I think they thought eligible employee meant the full-time eligible, but this defines it otherwise in the policy. So I think I'm comfortable with that. So I will just, I don't need anything because it's in there.
Okay.
Okay, ADA, digital compliance, federal regulation.
So that's more oversight. Federal, let's see here. New federal rule requires municipal website and mobile app accessibility. It gets pretty complicated because they ask about all this testing. I contacted our website designer and he said we have an accessibility tool which is worked in there and it improves accessibility for all users. And he said it takes care of most of the issues, but he suggests active accessibility monitoring and AI-powered correction tools, and that would be $29 per month to have that put in to comply
with the federal regulation.
He didn't specifically say that, but that was my question. Do we comply with the new federal regulation?
But
And
he didn't answer you.
he just said we have this in place, but that would help monitor it and it corrects it. It monitors compliance on an ongoing basis. So I thought $29 a month,
$9 a month.
it's almost like we really should do it.
I know that we have to. We have to. If we don't, we shouldn't.
Well,
And this is American Disability
yeah,
Act,
yes,
easier to comply.
yes.
It just sounds like more
Well, they put it
involved
did push
time.
it out.
Like,
Me too.
that's,
Yep.
I mean, I'm not against wheelchair ramps and whatever needs to be done, but
But this
to
digital
spend 20.
compliance, yeah.
Well, it's so they can hear, they can see. You have to have the right color, the right background. There's all kinds of things. And we do have a widget in there that started it. I think we got that a year ago. But now this ruling came out. We have to create policies on how you'll make sure your web content and mobile apps are accessible.
Are any other towns doing this, or are we trying to lead the way on something? So,
I don't know. I haven't seen other towns doing it. It comes from VLCT, so I read VLCT recommendations. But it talks about if you met a WACG standard, you know, so it gets
it.
pretty complicated that I can't understand it.
Seems like between them and the state, they're sending us more. You got a
And if
couple
you want
months.
to wait on that, because the ruling was supposed to go into effect now, but they did push it out a year for the reason that people did not prepare.
Let's see.
Let's wait another
Extends
year.
deadline,
Yeah, let's wait.
but it's the Department of Justice, just so you know.
They'll take you away first. Oh,
So April of
Hopefully
two
by federal
thousand.
compliance with ADA here.
Oh, we're a smaller public entity, so we actually have till 2028. So
You
we'll
got
just let it
figures.
be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Select board policy regarding email distribution lists.
Yeah.
And I sent this to you because the email list is maintained by the town clerk for the select board. And I get a lot of requests.
Yeah.
And it's becoming cumbersome.
Why so, Elaine? Tell me what,
Because I get about 100 emails a day.
for requests to be
No, but with
they want you
every
to send it out to.
on that email distribution. So you had the Gen Com with the students coming, NEK broadband. So there's other ones. Where do I draw the line? Unless that's my, you know, it's just that's becoming
Yeah,
hold
a
on.
lot.
So these
For
requests are asking you to put an event or something coming up for a particular organization or individual on the distribution list.
yes, and so two of them came to the select board.
So if it comes in, why couldn't you just slap it onto the distribution list?
Because, first of all, it's time consuming.
It's what?
Time consuming.
Is it?
Second of all, if I do for one, I have to do for the other. So how wide do you want to go? This just keeps it to agendas, warnings, and minutes. I do other stuff. I did the town beach. I did the warning on, you know, I do
Yeah.
things that are
Sure.
public safety
Right.
and things like that. I try.
Didn't you do some with the Westmore Association too?
I don't do the Westmore Association. They have their own.
Okay. I
But
thought
this,
there
yeah,
was
this isn't.
requests to, can you add us to the distribution list?
No.
No, I think she's saying that people are going to her and asking her to email our distribution list on their behalf.
Right.
Because we have a big list of people. And so she is emailing on behalf of other organizations.
And more and more.
And more and
And
more.
more and
That's what's
more.
happening.
More and more.
There's more events, and I wish I could. I love what's happening, but I have statutory priorities. Right now it's the elections. You know, I have to do that. So it's just getting in the way. Again, you don't have to. This is another town had this because they probably had the same problem. So just a thought.
Well, what about leaving it up to you?
I don't want
The
No.
decision.
I think it needs to be a
I think they
A
need select
it
board
needs to be a, I
decision.
think it needs to be, I'm not ready to say exactly what it needs to be
Yeah,
yet, but
but think about
I
it.
think it needs to be a hard line where it says And again,
Only
the distribution
Who's
list
allowed
is
to
for
use
the
the
purposes
distribution
of,
list and not anybody
or for
else?
what purpose? It's
yeah,
the purpose.
the purpose of the distribution list is for town business,
Yeah.
period.
Period.
And again, I'm not sure that that's if we want it that strong
Strong,
yet,
or that could be
but
stretched out. Wow.
or just say the distribution list, it stays for town business per unless they come and they ask and we decide yes or no, you know that.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, that I you bring it to the
Yep.
select board, and if
If it
that's
comes back to us.
yeah, just because for me to make the decision, I'm not the select board, first of all.
Well, and we also have to be careful, you know, if you, especially coming into election time, different parties asking,
Yes.
send it to everybody, send this to everybody.
And who had you asked something, and they said if you do it for one, you have to do it for. But remember something about maybe the North Beach, or I'm not sure. But anyways,
Yeah, I remember talking about
so
it.
just a thought. This is another. It's just we're getting
No.
busier in
Should
every
we table it
aspect.
till later or what?
I'm okay with that. I
Yeah.
just think
Yeah.
about it.
But do
Table.
you run the town
Yes,
webpage?
I do all that.
But can other things like that be put on the webpage too, or is that the same?
Well, I do put events, and like there was we people some residents saw a bear and they didn't know quite what to do, and so I went on Forest Parks and Rec, and on the website now it's if you see a bear, this is what you do, if it's aggressive or whatever.
Okay.
But so things like that I put on the website. I would not send an email out for that.
They're
But
cute and
you did
cuddly.
put it on the website that transfer station will be open on July 4th.
I put that on the website. Did I?
Yeah.
Yes, I did on the transfer station page.
Right. Again,
Yeah.
that's town business versus
Yeah. I
an
put the
outside
town,
agency asking us to do
yeah, I
something
put the
they're.
town clerk's office hours for the holiday so
Right.
people are aware.
Right.
I'm trying to think what else. The website, I'd probably do a little more because it's a picture thing. So, 4th of July celebration. It's a town celebration.
Yeah.
So, I did do that. Anyways, just thoughts because all that is becoming, it takes time. Especially now we are, posting all, which we should be, all the minutes, all the everything, the recordings. You have to go from one platform to another platform to another platform. You have to, so that's just, anyways, I think Donna has a question.
Actually, I just wanted to thank you because you did send the thing out for NEK Broadband's coffee and connectivity, and that did benefit the whole community. So that is helpful when you do it. So thank you.
The select board had approved that. So you're welcome.
Okay. Before we do get into the road forming part, Ellie, did you want to go over your names in here for
Oh,
on
Town Cottage.
old business, the town cottage?
Yeah,
Okay.
okay. Just we needed to have the request for the community services and activities nominated for the board approval. And that would be Pam Kennedy for chair and myself for vice chair, Jennifer Willard for clerk, and Linda, I don't know how to say her name,
Magnolia.
Speakowitz, and Karen Anderson are members right now. That's all we have.
So you're looking for an
Select
approval?
board has to approve that, like the
Yeah.
planning commission, they recommend and you approve. Now, the one thing I don't have here is they each had certain terms so that it would roll.
Oh, yeah, one, two, and three.
Yeah, one, two,
Yeah.
and three, so that it
Oh,
would
yeah.
roll.
So that there would always be somebody else
Yeah.
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 No and old.
And we
Yeah.
have that, I
Yeah.
think, in the other,
Yeah.
we have it in the minutes.
Yeah.
But then they had to have a meeting to actually formally have nominees.
All
Okay,
right.
so you want motion to approve
Approved.
this list of names?
Yes, please.
Nominees for board.
Well, I'll make
CSB.
that motion.
Second.
All in favor. Aye.
Hi.
Waiting for
Did
David.
you
the form that you gave us before that we were supposed to sign? I can't even remember. I can't even think of what it's called. But when we first started that,
Well, the Westmore Association, you That went away.
Oh, okay. That was
That was the
okay.
understanding, but you
Okay.
didn't want it.
So,
So we're not doing that. But
okay.
there'll be more.
I'm sure. Good.
Okay. Well, we'll go back to roadside mower.
Roadside mower.
Where's roadside mower?
So, just a kind of a discussion and one of your
Yeah.
guys' thoughts
We
as
just went
well.
away with that.
The last board meeting, we had approved to get a new joystick for the roadside mower. Dan called to get the new joystick. The new joystick is about 6,400. It was about another 900 for the wiring harness. But the problem is the new style wiring harness is an updated wiring harness, and it won't plug into our old valve bank. To upgrade the valve bank is an additional $12,500. We purchased the mower 3 years ago for $28,000. We're into it about $44,000. Where do we cut our losses on it? And if we're looking, we had chatted a little bit about a new tractor. Do we look at the next size bigger so we can put a 3-point hitch roadside mower on the tractor and versus
Sink
dump more
another
money?
20,000 in.
Well, and with the 20,000 you'd be dumping into the roadside mower, you would still, if you fill it full fuel, you have to back up Hinton Hill because otherwise it will leak out enough fuel that you'll be at a half a tank by the time you get to the top.
Gonna let
So
that
you can't put
badly.
more than a half tank of fuel in it. It's got engine problems, so you're looking at an engine rebuild in the next 2 to 3 years. That's 10, 12 grand. Where do we put the plug in that?
I think it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just want your guys to be thinking about that. Dan's waiting
What
for.
happened to you contracting out for Moen?
We had talked about that, but we
Yeah.
didn't really make a firm on anything.
Because we thought we were going to refurbish this piece of machinery that
Right.
would do the job,
For
right? Yeah.
7,000, we thought we could fix it. But now,
But now,
if we're
right.
looking at possibly getting a newer tractor to service transfer station and the other stuff, do we go a little bit bigger to be able to do more with it?
Including the mowing.
Including the mowing. Dan's been lucky enough to get pretty much one pass across town, but then it's a gamble and a crapshoot. You can hop in that mower some days and it works. The next day you hop in it and it does nothing. So luckily we've got 2 days out of it to be able to get one pass.
Yeah, I have seen around where.
We're waiting on a updated fork from John Deere. Kubota was much higher, and then Dan was trying to get a price through LS over at Thornier's. John Deere currently has 0% financing, and their warranty is unheard of to me. 5,000 hours, 5 years unlimited hours. So that's something to just wanted to put it in everybody's mind where we're at and what we're looking and see what your thoughts are. Do we continue to look or do we abandon ship?
Yeah, my thing is it's not worth sinking 20,000 into that tractor. That's we've already that'd be like the third time paying for
Correct.
it. I don't know where budgets stand as far as our equipment funds and stuff.
Yeah, I
I know
talked to
you had.
Dan about this. There's depending on the size of the tractor, there's some opportunity at disposing of some other equipment.
Better not be the back.
And
Darcy
that'd be
would
the bank
probably go
for a
with
new
it.
tractor. Yeah. Yeah. So Dan was going to look at that.
Yeah, and his thoughts is get the winter sand done, get the gravel done so that we're done with the Mac. But then are we better off, if we get 0% financing, are we better off holding the Mac till spring when you might get a little better price, or
will they give 0% financing to a commercial entity? Okay.
John Deere will.
Okay.
He was going to find out about LS. And that was the other thing. John Deere gives between 25 and 30% discount to municipalities.
Okay.
The other thing I'm tracking is delinquent taxes. So we've had some luck. Six letters went out. We've collected on five. We got half the delinquent taxes. There's one big one who hasn't come in yet. The other thing is we've got the paving done. We're waiting for the invoice. We're going to have to pay for that, then submit for the reimbursement.
The state paid that?
Yeah, state pays us. So there's going to be a big drawdown before the tax bills go out, and then we get that reimbursement. So right. I told Dan, the other thing I'm just watching is I want to see what happens on that last delinquent tax bill. Because it's $30,000.
The only other thing is you might be in luck. I'm not guaranteeing this, but if Pike holds off on their bill till they pave Newark, which would be August, then you're getting closer to that.
Right.
That's
I like some moving pieces I like to put on paper,
yep.
And then we look at it. Because the equipment budget this year has the, and I know this probably isn't going to happen this year, but it has the new truck, had a certain amount in there for the new truck to may start next year, but I don't know what we put in next year. That's what I got to look at.
Yeah.
So I'd make a motion that we do not move forward with the joystick replacement that was previously authorized.
Yep.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then he'll have to come back with us when he has prices. Does he still want one of those mowers like that that will reach out?
Well, that's what he was thinking is there's basically a horsepower difference. And he was trying to find out because there's one company that makes one that like a 60 horsepower will, and you can still do over the guardrails, but he doesn't need a mower that does 35 feet, you know, out.
Yeah.
I think this one's 28 feet. He's like, even if it's a little shorter, but we can still do two passes and
I'm
hold
still
the brush.
Curious about contracting mowing out.
Yeah.
What about Charleston, or you know, maybe we could get another town who's around does mowing, and they would, you know, we should look into it. Then putting
how many miles do we mow?
That's a good question. I'd have to ask Dan that.
Right.
I do know when they contracted it out, it was, I want to say, between 6,000 and 8,000.
Yeah,
but
then
that was a single pass.
That was a single pass. You're locked to when they do it.
Well.
And that was five or 6 years ago.
So what? We just wait. We've got to wait for everything around here. Any job you want done, it's 3-4 months later. It ain't it?
Sometimes, you know, it is nice to, like Dan was able to
yeah,
get.
Yeah, to have our own, but, you know, I mean, it's a lot of money.
If the tractor has other uses, too, I mean, like working at a transfer station, when the cardboard out front gets filled up, it would be nice to have a tractor with a forks on it, pick it up and bring it down back and get it out of the way. Because of the lack of space, that would work really good.
Can't you take one of those things, you put under it, and then you move it? And
but you can't. They don't work in the dark.
What?
You can't. They don't work in the dark.
A pallet jack.
Pallet jack.
Yeah, pallet, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You have to be on concrete or pavement.
Okay.
You know, I'm thinking about down there too. There's a lot of places in like that corner that gets iced up every day. You got a tractor, you can keep that scraped out.
Yeah. Yeah, because where the snow slides off the roof and packs in there, a plow can't get rid of it.
So about that then, just to more money and to make it a bigger tractor to do multi jobs and multi places, right?
Yep.
And would we have any idea what we're talking about for that?
I don't know what the figure, John. Do you remember what it was that the John Deere one came in?
That's
I want to
John
say,
Deere?
Yeah, this one was a smaller version. I want to say 40-something. So we might be into the 50, 55 range one with a bigger one.
There is a question, Donna. There's a question.
I just want to make sure I heard that right. You said the tractor is only 3 years old?
It would be brand new.
No, the one that you're thinking of replacing.
It was purchased 3 years ago, worn out, and probably 15, 18 years old.
Oh, so it was a used tractor.
Correct.
And then you put the mower in. Thank you.
Yep.
48.
Yeah, so you're
John
probably
Deere.
for the size standard.
Right. And they discount us because we're a municipality, right? That was
I
what you
believe
said.
that's with the discount.
Yeah, either that or that's why we got the warranty though. I don't know. It's a damn question.
I know, so that's what we're talking about, this traffic.
But like I said, I wanted to bring it as a discussion to get people thinking.
Yeah.
We don't need to
Yep.
make it an all-night thing, but
Yeah. Okay.
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know. We just wish it didn't cost so much, you know.
Yeah.
Pauline, do you think, can I call in from home?
Can you call
Can
it?
I zoom in from home
Yeah.
right now?
You should be able
Okay.
to.
What I wanted to address was at the very, very end. So
Do you want to do it right now?
that'd be great.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done.
I thought you were just here as a.
No, but
No.
as I always say when I look back in the springtime, thank you for all you do all year long.
Yeah, we can go
Yeah.
to you right now.
There, yeah, I wanted to address the boat decontamination line. Carmen had told me that she had withdrawn the request for the equipment, but what I really wanted to do was to make a distinction between decontamination and boat wash because I keep seeing decontamination here. To the best of my knowledge, Champlain has the only decontamination stations that can decontaminate wake boats. They're the only four in the state that are on a lake. Decontamination of a wake boat is incredibly complex. I have a manual with 50 plus configurations of ballast tanks. Very, very complex. It takes a lot of water, it takes a lot of training, and I don't believe it can be done in a portable setup because there isn't enough water as a minimum. So the problem with using the word decontamination and all these things is I think we may be setting up a false expectation of anybody looking at this saying, well, if he's putting in a decontamination station, we can take our wake boats there and get it done. We're going to have a problem if we don't start talking about it like what it actually is going to be,
Thank you for that
if it
clarification.
is. And I'd be happy to discuss it
I'm
at length with
okay.
you.
I trust your
Yeah.
clarification, so.
Yeah. The other thing I just wanted to say, we put our boat in the other day down at the boat ramp, and we were very alarmed right off the boat ramp to the right of the boat ramp as you face the water. There is a tree. Have you seen this?
Go ahead.
Okay, it's 20 feet long, maybe.
Yeah, and
Yeah, at
it's
least.
stuck on the sandbar.
Well, if that starts floating and somebody hits it, I was just reading about a boat accident on Champlain, eight people were injured. Somebody hits that, we could have a really, really bad accident. I know last year, the year before, when we took something out, it wasn't as that big. We had our hands slack, but it is a huge hazard. So I'd rather, you guys maybe give somebody a call and see if we can't get dispensation before we have an accident.
Who would that be? Ponds and Lakes?
It's lakes and
Yeah.
ponds.
At Lakes and Ponds? Yeah.
Yeah. And they told me we had absolutely no right to take anything out of the lake. Well, yeah, I mean, somebody hits it with water skis or something, you got a major lawsuit. So I just wanted to call that to your attention.
Okay.
Is it on a sandbar? Yeah.
It's stuck on a shallow area.
Okay.
Yeah,
But it's huge.
a couple people tried to move it with their boat and were unsuccessful.
Yeah, we would be a problem. Thank you so much.
Technically, if it's on the sandbar,
it's
not
I was going
technically
to say, but
state
if it's
property.
fine.
Well,
right?
Okay, guys, thank you.
Well, what can we do?
Yeah, I
Can
knew
somebody
you're
make
going
that call and try and
to
inquire?
say
Give the location and say,
that.
we've been advised by
Are
residents and
you
boat
going
people that this is the problem.
to
We can try it. Yeah.
What
And
about
talk
you,
on the speech?
Chair?
Now we.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lakes
You
and
mean you
ponds.
want me to appoint you?
No, take it on. That seems like
Second.
you got nothing else to do.
I I can give him a call and see what he
Okay,
has to say.
thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
That'd be good, Donna.
Okay, now we'll go back to Troy overhead door. Oh, look at that clock going crazy. Time's flying.
Oh, it's an atomic clock.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be doing that right now.
That's getting later and later.
Get something about the overhead door.
Is it time paid? Is it? Because it's an atomic clock that sets itself.
Well, no. Maybe it'll fix itself.
Yeah, it does. Okay, Troy overhead door. Did we got a price from him?
Yes, I'm not sure that the old one is underneath.
MERP, this was going to be covered under MERP, I believe.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The question I had, so we had asked them, Dan went back and asked them to do all four doors and include four openers. But I also had asked him to have them quote the installation, and this quote still came back and said operator installed. But I believe we said we did not have the skill set to install these openers.
And I'm surprised it says it too, because he always is the one that.
It's the top one that's the newest one. Yeah. The bottom one was the old one.
But that says operator. Yeah, because he's going to put a group.
Right? That still says
that. He still says operator. So we still need an accurate quote that says Troy overhead door installation.
Yeah. Yeah. There's six of those. I mean, with someone like him, it wouldn't take any time at all.
Right.
But for our guys to learn the process.
Right.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say send it back to the drawing board. Yeah.
And that I have their email, so I could probably just say
that's what it is.
Could you redo the quote with installation by Troy overhead?
Mount it on the ceiling and then you press the button and the door opens automatically.
But you'd act on it off site.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, why would you? If it's inside, just open the door.
But there's no openers.
This is to replace the actual opener.
This is to replace those.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
You'd have the remote, but you also have the electronic opener on the inside.
Yeah. Okay.
These are a lot heavier doors than like you have in a normal garage.
But no, we're talking about the electronic ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he gave us a quote before MERP related that was to insulate the sides and the bottoms of the doors too. If he can put that in there again, but that was MERP eligible.
Okay,
and I half remember
being MERP eligible.
I half remember Dan saying he wasn't able to do the bottoms because the bottoms are too rusted.
Right, but then
that's why the panels are in here.
Yeah, they're
put, does it include the side? He said sides and bottom. On the $3,500 to do six doors, I think originally.
Okay,
so he could update it to include that because that's MERP, and I'll chew down that amount.
Yeah,
to include insulating the sides and bottom, and he'll know what that means.
I'll give you. I have his quote number.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. If the air painting. Boot policy.
Boot policy, and John was gone, so I couldn't talk to him. At some point, the boot policy was increased to $250 per employee. I don't think it was at a select board meeting, so it didn't become an amended thing on the personnel policy. I think it was budgeted at budget time.
Something was budgeted.
Yeah. So I would like a motion that it is $250.
Change the policy.
Or amend. What I do is I do a little addendum until we go in and.
Is that from 200 to 250?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
every year we've already
are doing it.
We're doing it, but we weren't sure because we couldn't find it. It's budgeted, but
yeah, I can check the budget.
But the policy still says 200.
Okay,
that's the reason.
Every year,
boots every year.
Every year they get boots.
$250. What do you do with the old? What do you do with the boots that you only, you know?
They wear them year? Right now. They sort of throw them out. They wear out. The soles go bad. They get slippery. Unless you're going to resole them, and yeah, I wear out boots every year.
Yeah. Okay. Mine lasts 3 or 4 years.
Back when I was at
Pike, I work hard.
Yeah. When I was at Pike, if you got 6 months, you were doing good.
Yeah. All right. So I make a motion that we amend the policy to reflect the $250 boot budget that was previously approved.
No, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, Kingdom Swim. Do we have everything we needed from them?
We had it last week, but I wasn't here to tell it to you. So at the beginning, he's aware of a donation. And what I did was on the top of the assembly application, and if you want more than this, then I had put, instead of an event fee, we ask that you consider a donation to support this event using town property. I don't know how much more you want. So when they fill out the application, he saw that. So somebody does need to sign this one.
I make a motion that the co-chair signs the Kingdom Swim application.
Yeah. I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 It's right there because we just have to put the day.
Carmen Anderson, member.
We finished that one.
We did that one.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was looking at
we're
it.
We're down to LW.
See that volunteers are needed for the July 4th celebration.
Yeah, that's where I thought that went.
Yeah.
Together.
So,
any volunteers? I'm volunteering.
I'm pretty volunteer.
And I'm working. And I'm working at the transfer station.
Yeah, you can't do it. I was going to volunteer you, but
I'll be out of town.
but now you've got to replace it.
Looks like it's you.
Pass the word to people.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. I figured if it was in here, maybe.
Yeah, we will.
That'll maybe if you go in the paper.
Front page.
They're
over
looking
to the
for
right.
Volunteers.
Over to the right, and that long space.
So. This one here after 2026?
Yeah, because the one is on this day of.
Okay, LWTF site stewardship inspection. Was that the beach?
That's the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have just about everything filled out. It's due the end of August. The only question I had, and I didn't get a chance to see if you responded.
I looked up. No, I didn't respond. My day gets...
Yeah.
Hold. I didn't see one right off the bat, so I want to talk to Mary the Lister, and I want to look in the book because the number I have is the 605 or
the parcel number.
Yeah.
Okay. So without, one of the.
But I want to make sure, and I was going to look up the old inspections.
Okay. The item that we're discussing is when you fill out the form, they want the address.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is an actual address, I want to use that. If not, then I can put next to. Whatever the camp is next to me, next to 625 or whatever.
Yep.
But if we have a true address, it just makes it, all the paperwork match.
Was so it pretty straightforward otherwise?
It was.
Yeah.
I have to include two pictures
okay.
that I'll just print off. I'm going to mail them the paper form back because I wasn't installing their application on my computer.
Okay.
But no, straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. And it was really about public use, was it still accessible?
Yes,
was it properly kept up? And so all of those things are being met, so I don't foresee any issues with it.
Good. Yeah, we saw that. It all came out. Remember, it looked pretty like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
But there was the address.
They wanted the physical address,
And I looked at the tax map, and it didn't have one, so then I said I'll look in the old reports, maybe, and I'll ask Mary to.
Okay. And again, if not, then we'll just...
I'll let you know tomorrow. I just
Eagles.
I just wasn't at last meeting, so I don't know how everything ended. I guess
kind of left it. We weren't gonna, as a town, getting too involved with it. I think that's how we.
Okay.
boat decontamination, and that has kind of washed away too.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to see Carmen on Saturday at the pancake breakfast. So if there's anything new, I'll pass it along.
Yeah.
Regarding
yeah, I talked to Lee.
Boat washing.
Boat
not
washing.
Not to come in.
Yeah, not
yeah,
contaminating.
No, washing.
Boat wash.
Right.
Yeah, I think I talked to Lee and
yeah,
his thing was it wasn't going anywhere. So.
Oh yes, he was going to. That was it. He was going to follow up with Carmen and let us know what happened. And yeah, so we'll find a little out a little more. Apparently,
yeah,
not much, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Okay, I guess that's for down the local citizen visitors. Any?
There,
I've received some posters that Riverside School made that I told her I would bring it up to the select board to see if we could post those. I will post them around. They're really very good.
I was going to do it next meeting because she actually asked about a conduct. She asked about more to do a code of conduct with it, which that it really should go by the select board as a warned item.
Oh.
So I was going to bring it up next week. I guess you have to pull that code of conduct up. I couldn't see.
Well, yeah, it was probably further down.
Yeah.
In her first.
But she asked that all that be there, so then it can
okay.
be used for future purposes.
Yes,
so.
The posters were really nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Couple of the kids did their own, but they're laminated, they're colorful, and you know, no trash left, and you know, all kinds of good messages on them.
Yeah,
so.
We got plenty of places to put them in.
Exactly.
All right,
yeah.
Good, yeah.
So they're very nice.
So,
yeah,
so we'll warn it now,
right.
As a warned item next.
Okay.
Because I would like to
yeah, so.
Oh, Donna has a question if it's
Yeah, this is the end of the discussion. I mean, this is the end of the meeting, right? When we can just ask a question, right?
Yes,
yeah.
It is local citizens, yes.
I'm making sure I'm not jumping the gun here. I have a question about the townwide assessment that's coming up. Do we have an approximate date when it's going to happen?
2029, I think, and end in 2031.
I think that's it.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and I was just wondering if we could have our listeners do some sort of presentation about what to expect, because if you go on the taxation website for PBR, it encourages towns to hold an information session well ahead of it, so we know what to expect and why it might be to the person's advantage to allow people on your property and to properly have it assessed. And also if our listeners could explain, because I attended the grievances this year and there was a little confusion about the CLA. One of the people grieving, when he mentioned the CLA, Mary said, "What is it? Like, what number is it?" Our listeners need to know that number because we're well below 80%. And so we need to get ready for an extremely jump in our tax rate. We're down to 59%. That is very, very low. And people need to know what to get prepared for and how to make the blow softer. Because right now, in the last 3 to 4 years, our CLAs used to always be well above 80, close to 90. And I've only owned here 10 years, lived here 5 years. And it's a concern. So we need to, I would appreciate it if you could ask our listeners to do some sort of presentation for the public to get us better prepared for it.
Okay, yeah, we're running by.
Thank you.
Yeah, the town of London installing new smart meters. These are all your things.
Yeah, they're just saying upgrading electric meters as part of a system-wide project to modernize electric service.
That would be down at the transfer
I'm
station.
Assuming it must have gone out to every rate holder. And
yeah, I think that's transfer station, the only thing we have. That would be in the London, though.
Right.
Rural fire protection, thank you.
For the appropriation.
July 4th celebration in town of Westmore.
Oh, and that was just laying out the pancake breakfast in the morning. And then there's a speech by Frederick Douglass. And then there's I think some activities, I'm not sure, for the
Yeah.
kids, and then the fire and rescue chicken barbecue from 1 to 5.
It was a half page that was going to appear in the Chronicle, and
It did.
I looked, pardon?
It did. I saw it.
When
But it was not us.
no,
It's we didn't do the
I
ad.
saw the Chronicle last week. I guess I missed it because I
Oh
looked for
yeah,
it.
there was there. It's a big ad
I can
for
show.
in last week's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paper's
Okay.
right there.
Okay,
I
yeah.
think.
Ellie, take a look at it because it's very colorful. It costs money.
The money's being, or the bill is being split.
Yeah.
Between my feet all
And
day.
it describes it all.
Yeah, right here.
Missed
You
it.
can undo it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
you
remember, I
poor
didn't look at
thing.
it closely enough. But
Yeah.
anyway, this is what it is, and it talks about what is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Are you
this is
seeing
sour,
it?
but
Yeah.
I didn't get.
I
Yeah.
know, me too.
I'll probably come to the chicken barley.
Yeah, we don't have a
And
price on
Jeff,
that.
I saw that
You?
Carmen put together this
Jason thought
colorful.
that when I talked to him, he came by on Saturday and we looked at the part where he was going to put things, and he thought about 15,
Okay.
and it would be like a half a chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
and then lots of sides coming in. He ordered some, and I've got people making things, and so
Yeah.
we're working on that.
Is this a Westmore Association and Fire Department
CSA. It's
collaborating?
CSA.
CSA, the Community Services and Activities,
Yeah.
and Westmore's involved in it, Association, and
Fire Department.
Fire Department. Yes. Yeah.
Old town.
Yep,
Yeah,
Meg is going to
underneath.
be standing at where the steps are, I guess, and selling the tickets for the barbecue.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Barbecue, chicken barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll have kids' games on the other side.
Yeah.
We Pam
From
ordered a bunch of things from Orient.
breakfast in the
And
morning and
and the
lunch.
boat
Yeah.
parade. We can't forget the boat
Yeah,
parade.
boat parade is at
Right.
3.
And the Frederick Douglass, if anybody, they'll have different people, reading
Reading.
his speech. So anybody else wants
Yeah.
to, take a part of that reading, like they did it, several years ago, and it was different people that had just lined up and they just passed it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kids oriented. There'll be games,
Yes.
for all the little kids in your
Yeah.
tribe.
Yes. There will be things for kids,
Yeah.
definitely.
Okay.
Good.
I guess we don't need the executive sessions
No.
because we're already
We
covered
just
those two.
emailed to
Okay.
the sheriff and
Yep.
no action on fire services.
Someone want to make a motion to approve the minutes of the last?
Can I address
Somebody wants to talk.
Oh,
the town?
Wally. Is this Wally? Wally
Yes,
has a question. Sorry.
is my hand shown as raising?
Your hand, but your name isn't as bright as the others. So,
Oh,
anyway,
I think it's I'm
sorry.
not as bright as the others, but
So, Wally has a question.
okay. And I'm assuming, see, something came up and I wasn't able to get on to the site here until I know it was on the agenda. And my daughter came to visit and I've been sick. And anyway, so I finally got on here. I had some questions because I've had another near miss accident, almost accident, just a few nights ago. And I thought I really do need to address this. So I don't know if it's been addressed or if you put it off to another time because David's not here.
Jason did, this is about the dirt bike
Yeah.
ATV, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So
Yes.
Jason's stated.
Yeah. So in Vermont, the default is that unless the town has adopted an ordinance allowing off-highway vehicles, so that's dirt bikes, ATVs, side-by-sides, etc.,
Right.
to be allowed on the roads, they are not allowed on the roads. Enforcement is with state police, sheriff's department, and the game commission or game warden.
Yeah. Okay.
So as for the town, because we don't have an enforcement arm, the most we could do would be remind the people who provide law enforcement services here that Westmore has not adopted an ordinance to allow this.
Okay.
And if you're having a and it but even with that, if you have an immediate issue, calling the sheriff's or state police is the is going to be the most effective.
Okay. I can tell you last year I did call police. Newport Police sent somebody down, a sheriff, I believe, but and he went. I knew the name of one of the boys. Somebody, I won't say who, but somebody told me they knew who the name was. So I gave the officer the name. I don't know where he lives or anything about him, but I believe it's in Barton. But so the officer went to his home and they were inside, the parents were inside, and the officer knocked and knocked and they would not open the door. So he came back and he stopped by and talked to me a little bit and said he was nothing he could do unless they were going to open the door. So that didn't work. And then, sure enough, shortly after that, that same boy was zipping around the roads. And I shared a little bit at a meeting last year, I think it was, three different instances where it's the danger and the noise. Those two things are the problem. I understand boys will be boys and they want to have fun, but they get up on those bikes and they're going around here three, four, five times around all the way around Valley Mountain. And I'll just very quickly share that just a few nights ago, my wife and I, it was a nice quiet night, and we wanted to just sit, take a relaxing walk up the road. And a motorbiker, we don't know who it was, drove right on past us, and we just, oh well, you know, it was loud. This is a valley, everything echoes. It was very loud, but so then he went around the mountain and he ended up coming on by us again, gotten a little further up. And I looked at him as he was approaching downhill. We were walking up, and I mouthed to him just two words. I leaned in a little bit, and the two words I mouthed were "not here." I don't know if he could hear me because the motorbike was really loud. So I was just saying "not here." In other words, are you motorbiking somewhere else? He passed on by, and I saw him put up a finger, a middle finger, toward me. And we kept walking, and we were heading home. We heard him coming again. This one is the one that I think we really need to, and I don't know, I'm not asking you guys to do a miracle. I don't know if there's anything that can be done, like you were just saying. But my wife and I were walking back on the left side of the road, facing traffic like we're supposed to, as if there's traffic in Westmore usually. But anyway, we were walking by, and we heard him coming down behind us. We alertly saw a truck coming toward us. And we squeezed off to our left and saw the truck was squeezing in that same direction, but he was going to try his best to miss us. And we didn't know why. And we noticed then at that, he was very close. The officer was very close, but I mean, the truck driver, he did a great job by them. I'll compliment that truck driver because he might have just saved a few lives. Anyway, the boy was coming down the hill really fast behind. So the truck was trying to avoid us, we have squeezed off on the side of the road, and he was in the middle of that lane, the driving lane over there, right in the middle, going right on by everybody, didn't pull over. Extremely dangerous. The trucker, I'm very, very happy he was driving it because I don't know if I could have done the maneuver he did to avoid hitting either us or the boy. But he was put in that position because this, I don't know if it's a boy or a young man, was zipping around the mountain. And this is the third time this has been very close. I've been involved in a very close accident because of misuse of these things on the road. And in my opinion, from what I see, and again, I don't hold you guys responsible. I know this work on something, but somebody's going to get killed one of these times. I really feel that. And I fear for that would happen here. And I know you know, if you don't have the, if you're, they're not allowed on the roads, they shouldn't be doing it. While we've been talking here, or while you guys have been talking, I'm sitting here and I've seen him go by three times. And one of the times he was standing up on the bike, you know, and just trying to be cool. And they've turned it into a playground. And he's just one. We've had two or three others zipping around. We saw a little girl driving up on an ATV. Nobody with her, and she looked to me, I don't know, but she looked awfully young to be on the road. So I'm thinking of the danger. The danger is it's up there. So I just wanted to have my word. Something needs to be done, and I know what you're saying, and I just wish there was something we could all do just to, I mean, if I was a kid, I'd be wanting to do the same thing, to be honest, but it's dangerous, and that's my concern. So I don't know. I don't know where to take it, but, and I did call David because with him being the select board chair, I thought he was the one I should call, and I let him know what was going on and asked if he would bring it up at the board meeting and maybe you guys could resolve something, but apparently he couldn't make it tonight. So anyway, that's about all I have to say. I just.
And again, I mean, we can, you know, when we're working on our contract with the sheriff at this point anyhow, so once we finalize that, we can bring that up with her as, you know, a complaint that's been coming into us more.
Which is not
And
much for
because they're already responsible for enforcing those laws, that, you know, we again remind her that Westmore does not have any open roads for OHVs.
Yeah, and you know, we see every year there's a parade of ATVs. They're doing their thing one day, one time, and I'm fine with that. But it's this zipping around, just playing and risking. He's being risky on purpose just to see how he handles it and all. And again, if I was a kid, I'd probably want to do that too. So I don't fault him for wanting to do it, but it's so dangerous. And flipping me off, by the way, that really bothered me. That really bothered me. But the more what bothered me more was my wife and I squeezed on one side, him on the other, and the truck driver, bless his soul, he's managed to go right between us. And somebody else might have hit either him or us. So,
Okay, well, thanks. We will talk to the sheriff if she when we talk to her again and let her know. But we've got to move on.
okay. Yeah, I understand. And I will probably call the sheriff's office as well. But I appreciate the time you squeezed me in. Sorry I was late. It's been a very strange evening. But thank you very much.
Okay, thank
Yeah.
you, Wally.
Sure, thanks.
Okay, did you make a motion on the minutes? I didn't.
No, we brought it up, but we didn't get there.
I'll make a motion on to approve the June 15th minutes.
What, June 9th? I don't know what the 9th
15.
was.
15th. Oh,
15th.
15th, yeah.
15th.
I'll second.
Okay. Minutes, yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
What did we do? Compared to
What other towns do you do?
yeah.
Now I do Coventry, Albany, Craftsbury, Greensboro,
Wow.
and you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you know, laying out a new format, and I do like that you're covering the towns like that because it's interesting to
Yeah.
see what the other selectmen handle all these
Yeah.
problems.
Yeah. And it really helps to have it all recorded.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have problems with my hands that
You couldn't do that.
I couldn't, no.
You
No, I,
have six or eight towns.
yeah, but I have problems with my hands, so
Oh.
I could never,
Yeah.
you know, have 2 minutes in my hands, and there's no way I could ever
Like the ball
write
button.
that fast.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. Oh.
all right. Like,
Well,
tell me in Greensboro, I'm going back up to the big city.
Go back again.
I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll be in touch tomorrow.
Okay,
Good.
thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Jay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
I got the door.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. That's what I keep doing. Yeah.
Even your mom didn't go.
That's
not sure, but I have seen him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't you.
I didn't ask.
Yeah, there's so few young kids around that I don't
All on
even
the bar.
I don't even think it's possible. I think it's Martin.
Boots are only $68 in the select orders.
168.
68. Shop, clothing, boots. $68.
I think it was 168, but I don't, I'm
Oh,
not.
in trouble.
That's just what I'm
Well,
just giving you what is in the select order for
yeah,
that.
it's under Elaine. Did you get new boots?
Elaine got boots.
You got boots?
No, I didn't get boots.
Was Elaine cashing? $68. New clothing.
And it says boots?
No, I'm not sure.
Or is it travel? I would do a travel.
No, it says boots.
No, I didn't get boots or
Well, who's
shoes.
doing this? It's John, right? Doing this this time?
Well, Callie does it, then he
Kelly
checks
does it
it.
too, yeah.
Is anything else under my name?
You're also on the line below.
Postage.
Postage, yeah, because I go to the post office, so there's travel
Yeah,
time, and
that's
then
not, that's, you know,
and I pay
that's
for it, and they reimburse
it.
me.
Your shop, clothing slash boots, Elaine,
You needed new
$68.
boots to go in and out of the post office.
I will
Well,
ask about that.
don't know.
Well, did we get the
Boots,
minutes to
boots,
sign?
boots. Usually I can at least figure out what it is, but
Yeah, it said boots of clothing.
no, I didn't get anything.
It's just a misprint. You
I'm
know,
trying to think what
$68 was
I.
there. That's okay, but to whom? Who knows?
Well, it shouldn't be under me.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be under shopping clothing. That, so that must be something.
Yeah.
I'll ask.
Get AC in here soon.
You ain't
Yeah.
I think they're coming next week or the week after.
Yeah, we know it's because those fans,
With our luck, it'll be the week after
they're higher law.
on Friday.
They're
Yeah.
higher off.
Yeah, he did come in
Yeah. Those
tonight.
fans could be slow. But there is a dimmer switch there. If
They
you,
get loud, I think people couldn't hear is what,
but with
but
a
you could
dimmer
turn it
switch, you
on.
should be able to just have them. It seemed like before they went so fast that they were loud.
You know, they used to be annoying. Did you do select orders?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
Just you.
that is pretty fat. I mean, it works, but
I'm upset with Renee. She even confirmed.
See? That's like
yep.
the what?
Yeah.
Renee, she confirmed. I sent her a reminder last Monday and she said she'd be here. I didn't send her a reminder today, but sometimes she has emergencies with an animal somewhere else too.
Did you see the three representatives from the fire department to the theater in the room in New York? They immediately
Oh,
left. They got
yes,
a
and they
call.
had to go.
Did he get a call? I thought they left because we weren't taking action.
I think he got a tone, didn't he? I heard a
Yeah.
tone.
He seemed like a real nice guy, Chris.
He's a, I think, a real firefighter. Like,
Yeah, he in a couple of weeks he's going
you know what I mean,
yeah,
in the woods
he's
and
going to Colorado or somewhere in a couple of weeks for like a 2 week thing.
He's a wildland firefighter.
Yeah.
that's pretty intense, I think.
Yeah. What is his last thing?
Venegas.
The naked.
Stole
He
Johnson.
looked like Simon. Do you know
John Simon.
Simon? I thought, I was
Yes.
like, that looks like Simon, but I don't think it's Simon, but I don't think it's Chris. And
One time Dan was saying Spartan was going to be attracted and they got his. Well, they did before.
About an LS.
What's an LS?
Another brand. You know, you used to have them. A blue.
Yeah.
I guess they've had really good luck with them too.
No, built in a lot of coyotes of golf course stuff in it. And I know that something happened inside the grass thing where they're having to pick the gas tank out and clean it. And now you know that was.
Well, my co-worker bought one. Well, 30 looks fine. 112, no, 98 hours on it. Went out, put the loader up, loader fell right off. All the bolts loosened up, fell right off. So you got that all put back together. A couple hours later, goes to move the bucket, it wouldn't pick up. And couldn't get the lever to move it off. The freaking valve had rusted. He's like, it's a year old.
Yeah. And my zero
I don't meet with him tomorrow.
$1,000
Oh, would that be critical?
Yeah.
You know, this is, I was going to review the whole
I
greater
can move
thing.
around and
John needs to get that in tomorrow.
right hand
Oh,
drive.
David Bell
Yeah.
should sign
I
it.
just try going and it just
I can email it to you. I can scan it and
great.
email it if you want. But you
That's
like
not
paper.
very
I can do
well,
that.
every
Every time I have to
bottle.
scan something, it
80
drives.
horse.
I know you like
Coyote,
paper. I like
cabs,
paper,
all
so
my
I
stuff.
get it.
Okay.
But it
2 hours
is, I
hours
have to
now.
send it
Want to pick
inside.
up the
All right, but
trash?
he should sign it.
Yeah.
Both loaded up.
He's got to
It's
sign it
still there.
tonight. He's got to sign it
Ooh, it's like,
here.
you've never seen this
Yeah. Who
before.
is to say we were going, you know, just as co-chair
Yeah,
and
heavy
vice chair,
bear.
whatever his title is.
I mean, they
But it's
warned me
vice
yet, but I
chair.
was
Yeah.
like,
What do
we
you
need
think?
yeah, yeah. When you're hanging, you know.
Yeah.
Jason signed
Yeah.
subcontractor agreement. He didn't say who,
Yeah, I
though.
don't even
So I
know.
think you can sign it.
I'll sign
Yeah.
it. Okay. And
Lou,
then if you
Alice, I
would,
thought they were
Never Be
forged or
Darling.
You want me to
something.
print
Would you?
it or scan it and send it to
Yeah,
you?
would you?
Which of
Yeah,
the
because
two?
I'm
really
not sure
happy
I'm going to
with
be in tomorrow.
So
if
scan
I
it
pick up
and
your
send it
horse.
to you or print it. You
Yes.
want paper?
I've had three.
Here. What do you want?
I've been happy with
I'm
any
thinking
one
if
of
the
them. Yeah.
computer's going to be
I've got one
working, and
that's
then it
like
could either
30
get
years old.
scanned or
That thing
I'll print
still
it.
go out
All
to
right, all
every
right.
cat
All
and
right,
pick
print
up
again and
calicles beneath
we're
that.
closed on Thursday. So
Like
there's
go out
tomorrow
there,
and Wednesday.
start it up,
All
and they,
right.
you know, I've got
No,
a little some
where
box
Callie's here on
that they
Thursdays.
just
I don't
put
work
right on.
Thursdays.
Oh,
Stupid
I
box.
thought the office was gonna
No,
close because
the
of the 4th of July.
oh, it is.
It
Okay,
is.
see
They're
if I
closed
break.
Thursday, Friday,
I
Saturday,
haven't got
Sunday,
there
Monday,
yet.
Tuesday.
I haven't got
Yeah,
there yet.
that's okay.
All right,
I'll try to get in tomorrow or
okay.
Wednesday.
And have Bill sign that. That's the
Yeah, me and
subcontractor
Bill.
agreement. We
And
got to get that in tomorrow.
you know,
The
not
second,
that.
yeah.
That's where it says sign here, Bill.
Okay, and Miss Miriam, you need
Yeah.
to do some signing on this.
I forgot to do this, so
Yeah.
sorry.
Which place do I
You
sign
are the
it at?
subcontractor.
Okay, I'm a subcontractor.
We are what,
But I
29
put
today?
name
Put your name.
at the buy or the name.
Well,
Sign at
sign
buy,
it
put your
and
name.
then print the name,
Yeah.
print and title.
Oh.
Right? Is that, yeah.
I think everybody else has.
I think they have. Yeah. There's
Yeah,
two
that'd
here,
be
but that's good.
yep.
Oh,
Print
no.
it or
Sign
send
it
it.
right there.
We print this in.
Yep.
Well, you didn't do it last time either.
No,
That's okay.
we got
Remember.
CSDSB. Where's my line? My line is gone. Oh, well. One,
No,
two,
you
find a
pull one
space.
device.
629. Here we go. Hold on. I think.
Okay, yep.
I hope it's enough for you.
Well, it's 29.
Is it?
Yep.
Can't remember anymore when you don't work, you lose track of
Yeah, you're
days.
doing
Oh, I
tonight. You're
know.
good.
Okay, all done.
We'll make a
Yeah,
motion
you're
to
good.
approve the bills and sign select orders, including payroll 13.
I got
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'll make a motion to adjourn at 8:39.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, let me so we're close ending the meeting.
So I went longer than I thought.